still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Payes Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords, but the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session, man. We got a good show for you today. Guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you have a question, y'all know how we do it. Put a Q if you have a question, guys. Y'all can call in. Y'all see the number at 563-999-3056. I got to fix the bot, so don't mind the bot and what it's saying. But we got a good show for y'all today, man. We're going to chop it up. But I do ask all the guys that are listening to this show that are new. This is the Man Mindset Show. This is a show that is teaching you how to be a single-minded man, to see the world in a whole new different way than everybody else can see it, because everybody's not teaching you what you're going to learn on this channel. And we got a good show for you today. So what we want you guys to do is to go ahead and get your notebooks out. We want you guys to ask the questions that you need to ask. And no, that's not the call-in number, but that's an old one. But if you want to call in, you can. First off, we give a shout-out to the chat room dogs. Guys, y'all set the bar the other day at 117. So let's see if we can beat 117 today, gentlemen. Let's see if we can beat 117. If you want to call in, 563-999-3056. And we're going to kind of piggyback off of what we discussed earlier today. And if you missed the show earlier today, we were talking about the three levels of trust a man must have a skill in. And that means with those three levels of trust, what we're talking about here, gentlemen, is to make sure that when it comes to trust, that you understand that there are rules to trust. And it is not just a thing of, I'm just going to blindly walk up to a woman and not understand and not know that when you first meet a woman, she doesn't trust you at all because she doesn't even know you. We talked about the second level of trust, which is, the first level was not trusting you. The second level was, trusting you. But even in trust, gentlemen, trust is not sometimes a good thing, because trust can lead to falling into the friend zone, being her best friend, and not getting anywhere. So we discussed the third trust, which was sexual trust. That's when, well, again, for the second trust, as we talked about the friend zone to one side, the other side, she'll start to flirt with you. And flirting doesn't mean fucking. So that means that she's not, just because she flirts a little bit doesn't mean she wants to be with you, okay? So with that being said, the third and final trust is sexual trust, where she is allowing you in her world because she trusts that you are not placing judgment on her, that you are experienced and you know what it is you're doing. So we want to make sure that you guys understand what we were talking about. But when we were But as we got to the tail end of the show today, I started to get a little bit more deeper on a deeper level as far as your mindset. And what we were talking about was the number one reason, if there is the number one, I mean, there's none other that so many guys have, is that they do not believe in themselves. And we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about how a belief in yourself changes up the game versus when you don't believe in yourself. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So shout out to everybody in the chat room. All the chat room dogs out there, want to give y'all some love. Appreciate y'all. All the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? How you doing? How you doing, ladies? All the lady listeners out there, how y'all ladies doing? But again, guys, for all you guys out there, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. The lines are open. If you don't understand what it is I'm talking about and what it is I'm discussing, please feel free to ask the question on something that you need more clarity on, okay? Because this is a show that is here to help you grow and here to help you understand things. So if you can learn from this, which we hope you can, you'll get a better understanding of why the game is so deep, why there's so much depth in learning the game. And once you're in it for life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But as I was talking to y'all guys today, before we was wrapping the show up, I started telling y'all some things that sometimes y'all don't even want to hear. And the reason why most of you guys are having issues that you're having today is because of this 99.99% fact that you just don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in, well, for you guys, you believe in your approaches versus your bid, of course. You don't believe in yourself to be sexual enough with a woman. You don't believe in yourself to talk or type or anything like that because you feel that either you're a victim on one hand and or you feel like it's everybody else's fault but yours. Brandon, you got to put a Q there if you're asking me a question. But to answer your question, you're asking me, why am I able to flirt, attract, and be confident around girls, but I can't ask a girl on a date? Well, here's the thing. You're not confident. You're not. See, I think what you guys don't understand in all of this is that everything that you want from a woman, if you can't justify it to yourself, and whatever that justification is, to believe in that justification, then this is why women don't want to be with you. Because like I said before, why would a woman want to be with somebody who isn't standing on his own principle? Why would a woman want to be with somebody who doesn't know who he really is on the inside, where he feels like the world is coming down on him? He feels like he has problems. He feels like he has issues. He feels like everything in his life is going wrong for him, and yet he won't accept, okay? He won't accept that. And because I don't care who tells you that, I'm telling you, you don't have confidence. I'm telling you, you ain't shit. And I'm saying this with love. I'm telling you right now, you're weak as fuck. Stop lying to yourself. That's the one thing you guys got to stop doing. You ain't got no game. You don't. Because the person with game would not be asking this fucking question. And I'm saying that nicely, man. I'm saying that nicely. This is why you lose, because you've got a fixed mindset because you actually think you doing shit. And you ain't doing nothing at all, because how can you do shit when you don't even believe in your motherfucking self to do shit? And I'm saying that with love, everybody that's listening to me. This is not disrespect. You know, we got to keep everything a buck, because you don't have time, or I don't have time, we don't have time to sit around and bullshit with everybody. We don't have that time. The time is right now. Guys, you got a question, put a cue in there. You want to call in, go ahead. Well, we're going to talk about this a little bit, and we're going to break this down. We're going to give you some solutions that you can start off with. But you have, gentlemen, you have to realize, okay, as I was saying with the trust, and the trust is very important. And again, if I've got to go to the trust again, we'll go back to the trust, like I was discussing with y'all before, to go ahead and help you understand. Now, remember what we were telling you earlier, Wednesday show. Remember we were telling you that the thing about trust at the beginning is she does not trust you. She doesn't trust you at all. She doesn't trust you, and she feels that she has value. Just remember that. She thinks that she's special, and she's allowed to think that she's special. That's not what this is about. But what this is about right here, okay? This is about the fact that in order to begin the process of breaking the walls down is never trying to prove who you are, never begging for what you want, never pandering for things. It's always going to be about how you feel about yourself that's going to change everything for you guys out there. And this is why what we're talking about is so important in the game. This is why it's very, very important in the game to understand where I'm coming from. See, for a lot of you guys, you're looking and you're trying to chase a ghost outside of you. And that ghost is called confidence. That ghost is called defeating fear. That ghost is called motivation. That ghost is trying to find willpower, and that ghost is trying to find strength, and that ghost is trying to find out the right thing to say outside of myself. That ghost is trying to figure out how can I get over the anxieties and all this other stuff. And what you guys don't understand is that all these things that you guys are talking about and discussing right now, right? This is important. Write this down, gentlemen. This is very important to write this down. All the things that you are trying to do, trying to move, trying to think, and all these things. All right, I want y'all to write this down. This is key in the game. I want you to write this down. And this is the key to all this, and this is where we're going to go on the attack for the conquering side of us. Everything that I said, confidence, fear, anxiety, motivation, being able to talk, when to talk, why to talk, how to talk, when to talk, when's the right time to say this and when's the right time to say that. It will always be determined by what you believe in yourself. Period. The fact of the matter is, and I'm not trying to be rude, is you don't believe in yourself. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, because we've got to get you to change your perception from a fixed mindset of thinking that you are a victim in all of this, and you're not. You just have to come to the terms that, you know what, it's not a fixed mindset, it's not women, it's not situations, it's the fact that I don't believe in me. But how can one believe in himself when one is not building himself up? How can one believe in himself when he is not cultivating a world in which he guides himself? How can one believe in himself when he does not even have a government to guide himself? How can one believe in himself when he doesn't have a marketing team here to show him how to go ahead and promote and sell and position himself, not to women, but to himself? And this is what I'm saying to you guys out there. How can one believe? And one cannot believe when one doesn't believe in himself, because one that doesn't believe in himself is somebody that's always going to look to everything outside of himself to try to define something that you cannot define from the outside. And that is why most of you guys are sitting around every day or every week waiting for the next best thing to come up. From pills to purpose to plates to forks to spoons to metal to nofap to high value man. All you're doing is waiting to be told what to believe in because you choose not to believe in yourself. Let me get to this question right here. Question is, can changing our mindset change our results drastically from one week to the next? See, stop. The answer is yes, but I'm going to tell you no. And I'm going to explain that to you. The answer equivocally is yes, but the reason I'm going to tell you no is that this is what a lot of you guys do. A lot of you guys are always looking for the quick fix, one word answer to define something that's infinite in you. And that's why I tell you to know. But the problem is, I would do you a greater disservice by telling you yes, because at that moment, you're going to sit there and lie to yourself and say, oh, okay, I need to change my mindset. No, it doesn't work that way. I mean, like I said before, what's today the 4th? So we are technically, 7 days away? I mean, not 7, 27 days away from most of you guys doing the same thing about talking about changing yourself. You're not going to change yourself because you don't believe in yourself enough to change yourself, but you don't know why you don't believe in yourself. And that's why you're searching and you're chasing after a ghost that you've never caught, nor will you ever. And that ghost is the lies that you want to lead to hide the fact that you don't have game. And it's easy to blame women for everything that's going wrong in our life, gentlemen. But that's not what this is about. But what I'm saying to you is, it's not about just that one thing, gentlemen. It's not about changing a mindset. It doesn't work that way. All that motivation, like some of you guys, you go on YouTube, and you watch a lot of motivation videos, and that shit doesn't work for you. You go around on YouTube and you see other guys driving nice cars with beautiful women, and you're thinking, wow, I can have that if I have a nice car. No, that's a lie. You can't have that. Because most of you guys don't realize the guys driving in the nice cars with the women that are in the nice cars have to sign their rights over to whoever is filming, because the people that are filming that shit can get sued because you're not allowed to post somebody's video without their express written consent by that person. But see, y'all don't know that because your perception is so fixed. You want to think that if I see him on a yacht with some women, I see him driving a car with some women, I can have that if I get the car and I get the women. And it doesn't work that way, gentlemen. It does not work that way. See, gentlemen, when you bet on yourself, the man that bets on himself is the man that is always going to win, because even if the woman says, no, I have a boyfriend, or I'm not interested, because she can say those things, he still doesn't lose. And the reason he doesn't lose is because he doesn't allow an end result to define who he is to himself. But by giving your power away, gentlemen, to a woman, she is always going to define your end result, because your end result is based off of her saying yes or saying no. I bet on me because I believe in me. Not only do I believe in me, I believe in what I am capable of doing. And I know I'm so cold at what I can do. I don't need to rush it. I don't need to do that. Let me see here. No, that's not true. That's another fucking lie. That's a lie. This is where you go wrong. Don't believe that shit. Allow me to explain why that's a fixed lying mindset. My results do not fucking define me. My results are a combination of the fucking beliefs that I have in myself. And the result doesn't fucking matter to a man because he doesn't give a fuck about the result because he's not the result. The result is a combination of the belief in himself, not the interaction he has with the woman. And this is terrible because what you're saying is that if you get the results, you're okay. But what happens when you don't get the results? See that bullshit you're saying? It's not the results that you get from your actions. That is the lie. And that's why you got that fixed losing mentality, because you're telling yourself a lie. And that's just what I keep telling y'all. I am not my result. My results do not define me if I get her or if I don't get her. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I believe in myself enough to do whatever it is I say I'm going to do without worrying about the result. And that's where most of you guys are not connecting this, thinking that you are a result is a ludicrous to me because you're not a result. Let me give you a case in point. So if you go outside and the result of you getting wet because it's cloudy outside and rain starts to fall on you and you get wet because of the rain, that result, does that make you a loser? Does that make you a loser if you go into your car and you try to start it and it doesn't start up as a result, even though you're trying to start it, but it doesn't start? Does that make you a loser? Is that because of what you're saying here is that whatever result you get based off of your actions, that's crazy. Guys, don't listen to that shit. You got to understand, there's no knock on you, but I'm trying to get you to get out of that fixed mindset of action. The problem is don't get it wrong. You guys are taking an action, but unfortunately the action you're taking is reaction. Reaction. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys. You will never be your result when you bet on yourself. Because what you say to yourself is you are able to answer the million-dollar question or questions that women have. But the most important one is, why me? Out of all the guys out there in this world, why me? Why should she choose me? And I'm not talking about any choosing signals, because what I'm saying as in choice is moving from no trust to trust and flirting to sexual trust. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a choosing signal, gentlemen. I'm talking about if you cannot answer that question, then you need work and you need help to understand and overstand how it works when somebody has a belief in itself. When the most dangerous man in the game is the one that only believes in what he can do for himself. He doesn't care about the collective, meaning he doesn't give a fuck about other men. And if one guy gets ran over by a woman, so fucking what? It's none of my goddamn business. If a guy gets a woman, so fucking what? It's none of my business. If I go and put my bid in with a woman and she ain't down, so fucking what? I'm good because I push. Every everything that a man does, every move that he makes, he mentally, like I was talking about in the car, he mentally pushes all the chips to the middle of the damn table. Because in his mind, he's got the right and he's got the perfect hand. He can never go wrong and he can never lose. You see, for the average guy, you think if a woman says no, you're losing. If a woman rejects you, you're losing. If a woman ignores you, you're losing. If a woman bullshits around with you, you're losing. You're not losing, man. That's that. Hey, look. You don't realize that not only are you're not losing, but what you don't understand is that you are the number one reason why she is doing the shit that she's doing to you now. If you have somebody and she's bullshitting with you, she's not disrespecting you because she wants to. She's disrespecting you because she can. She's not beating around the bush because she wants to. She's beating around the bush because she can, because she knows that you do not believe you're at the poker table right across from her. Oh, she has no problem pushing her chips right to the middle. You want to know why? Because even though she is insecure, the reason why she can push her chips to the middle, and this is going to sting a little bit, guys, but I keep it 1,000. The reason why she pushes the chips to the middle is because they can smell their own in you. You have just as much insecurity in yourself, just like the woman does, and that is the problem. That is the root, and that is the core problem, your little feminine insecurities that you have. That's why they get away with what they get away with, because they know that, they listen, you're not supposed, as a man, you're not supposed to be insecure. Oh, I'm not tall enough. Oh, I'm too fat. And oh, I don't have a good job. And oh, I live with my parents. And oh, this. And I just, tell me, guys. I mean, come on, guys. Tell me something. Why would she give what she thinks is the most part and most important part of herself to somebody that's insecure? Somebody with low self-esteem, low self-worth, no definition at all, feminine, emotional. Ask yourselves the question, because it's the truth. You just got to ask yourself the question. What did she get out of it? A dinner? Sometimes they don't even want your dinner, man, because they know that your intentions are not really about dinner. But I ask you guys that question. But you must think about this, because everything that is happening to you right now, and it sucks, but it's true. You choose to live this way. Nobody's forcing you to not work on yourself. No one's going to, you know, it's kind of like when you transition from high school to college. Now, you know, when you're in high school, your parents are always telling you, get your ass up, you know, wake up, hurry up, you're going to miss the bus and all this other stuff. Once you're a grown goddamn man, let me tell you something. The college professor doesn't give a fuck. Hey, look, you already paid your tuition. Either you're going to show up or not. He don't give a fuck. Who's ever in front of him in that audience is who he's going to speak to, whether you're there or you're not. There's no truant officer coming and knocking at your door in college and saying, oh, you got to get to school. You either going to show up or you're not. But it's the choices that you make. And this is what we're talking about. See, the choice is everything that you are is because of your fixed belief system. Now, I tell you all the time, women are driven by their belief system. They're driven by, this is what they're driven by, that they think they got value. They think they're special. They think they're different from every woman out of there and all this other stuff. They think these things, and they're allowed to believe those things. But one thing they know that they won't tell you guys, they know they can't get away with that shit from a man. They know they can't play that game that they play with 98% of you guys out there. Sitting around and saying, well, you know what? A real man is going to have to take me out to dinner because a real man has got to be this and a real man has got to be that. And then y'all get all in y'all feelings and shit. And it's that same goddamn woman when she turns off the camera. Hey, baby, can you come see me? Hey, baby, I miss you. Baby, when can we fuck? Baby, I miss that dick, baby. Same thing. But as I tell you guys, yeah, the rules change. Guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056 is the number. 563-999-3056 is the number. If you want to call, if you put a question, if you have a question, put it in the queue, and we got you covered. But we've got to understand in all of this stuff, at the end of the day, it comes down to how you feel about yourself. And like I said before, I talked to you guys about how women are very insecure. They're allowed to be insecure. They're allowed to be insecure about their bodies. They're allowed to be insecure about the skin. They're allowed to be insecure about them gaining weight and all that other stuff. But men should never feel that way. Men should never worry about what a woman thinks about him. What exercise do you recommend I could do to become more obsessed with myself? Apart of men, well, you don't check them out when you don't want to do it. I'm not even going to tell you. Because you know what the exercise is? It's fucking getting some coaching. That's the exercise. Because no matter what exercise, see, this is what y'all guys don't understand about the game. No matter what exercise I give you, you're not going to do it. Because you are going to continuously lie to yourself. I have told you guys since the 90s to walk up and talk to at least 5 women a day. Can't even do that. Because you want to know why? Because you don't know what to say to the woman. You want to know why? Because you never even rehearsed yourself. You never sound checked. You never worked on your beard. So why would I tell you this and you can't even talk to a fucking woman? Come on, man. Let's be real. Let's be real. Stop that. Let's be real. Because what you guys don't understand is the way your mind is working is that you're looking for a quick fix, a magical pill, or a one-word answer, and you got to listen to me if you don't listen to anything else that I say to you guys. What you're asking me is, how can I be a surgeon overnight? How can I fly a plane overnight? How can I be a lawyer overnight? How can I be a doctor or a judge overnight? Do you understand the severity of how deep the game is? You're always looking for a one-word quick fix, and that's why the majority of you guys are having the problems that you're having today. Because you're not betting the house on yourself. You're betting the house on a one-word answer to try to give you something that you ain't even ready to be in right now. This is what I'm talking about. Because most of you guys out here, because of your insecurities and how you feel about yourself, everything you do is about the woman. All your thoughts about the woman. Everything you think, everything you look at, everything is always going to... Guys, I'm telling you. The man that pushes the money to the middle of the table, he ain't even thinking about the woman. The woman is not even the first, second, or third thought. Because in his mind, she's either going to come around or so fucking what? Who's next? But see, one can't think this way when one doesn't believe in himself to think that way. Because any kind of willpower that you guys have right now, if we're looking at your willpower from 1 to 10, if we're looking at your willpower from 1 to 10, it is negative a million. You just don't have the strength right now because you don't believe in yourself enough to do the things that you know you should do. But if I'm doing them, I'm going to feel stupid if she says no. If I do them, I'm going to feel stupid if she walks away from me. And if I do it, I'm going to feel dumb if she laughs at me or she rejects me. And because I'm going to feel, key word, like I'm saying, gentlemen, because I feel, you've already lost. Because you're basing everything off of a fucking feeling. Men don't think or behave or move off of feelings. They just don't do it. They don't do that. 563-999-3056 is the number. Area code 815, sir. How can I help you? What's your question?
Hey, I keep hearing you talk about of being dominant or being confident and believing in yourself. But I've been told a lot about many people, both men and women, and old, even older people, tell me that I'm a very confident guy. I've been learning game, and I've been teaching myself through online
game?
Programs.
What is game? Tell me what is game.
So,
what is game?
Learning how to talk to women.
Before I ask you again, let me help you a little bit. The game mm-hmm. has nothing to do with women. So let me go ahead and ask you a question again. Let me help you out again. The game has nothing to do with women. So now let me ask you, what is game? What is your game? What is game?
So bettering your lifestyle or your life.
But no, wait a second. You just said it was about women a second ago. Didn't you?
Yes.
Now you want to change it? What is your question? What is your question?
Because
I can hear you don't have confidence. What is your question? What's up? Ask your question.
Okay.
What is your question?
So how do you determine? How do you determine how much confidence you need to, like, ask a girl?
Okay, stop right there. Wait. Before we finish this, you're the guy that says that you have confidence. You're the guy who says you have game, but yet you're asking me this question.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're asking me this question. So you don't have game. You're asking me a kindergarten-ass question, but I'm going to answer it. Because I appreciate the call. So I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to let you ask that question. But now hopefully you understand you don't have game off of this question you asking me. But go ahead and ask the question. I'm going to be quiet and let you finish the question, and I'll answer it. So what is your question, sir?
So I'm just trying to figure out how do you even build that confidence to ask a girl out or ask a girl on a date?
Well, how do you build the confidence to ask a girl out on a date? Says the guy that has confidence and has game. So are you lying to yourself? Because if you had game and you had confidence, why would you ask this question?
Yeah, so I then I guess I wouldn't know if I had confidence.
No, you don't. Yeah. You don't. What? Ask a girl out for what? What are you asking the girl for?
To go on a date.
Go where?
To hang out, drink, whatever.
Wait. You says I'm gonna do one. I'm gonna break you down and dissect you and show you you need more help than these motherfuckers listening right now. So, what does hang out mean? What does hang out mean?
Watch a movie, drink.
Watch a movie.
I don't know.
Why would a woman wait? So hang out, watch a movie. You mean what? At the theater? Because of course you don't mean your place, but you mean the theater? Watch a movie at the theater? Where are y'all hanging out at?
The house.
Whose house?
Mine.
Why would a woman want to hang out with a creepy motherfucker like you who has no confidence and is insecure and emotional like a woman, why would she want to hang out with you? Why? What's in it for her?
I mean, I would say a relationship.
So you don't know her and you want to get in a relationship with her and you know nothing about her? Do you understand how weird that is? What are you saying? I'm just taking what you're telling me. I'm not changing this. I'm just asking you kindergarten questions to get the answer, and I'm just taking what you're giving me. So please, I'm listening.
I would ask her on a date once I, you know, had built comfort with her and spoke to her because
ask her on a date to do what?
To, you know, watch a movie or have a drink or...
Watch a movie where?
A home.
Whose house? Your house? You mean your house where the chains are and all that shit to lock her in a cage? Why would she go to your house and she doesn't even fucking know you? Why?
Yeah.
If she doesn't know you and doesn't trust you and you want her to go over to your place, what judgment are you placing on that woman who feels when she first meets you, she has value? What judgment are you placing on her?
What value that she has or that I have?
I said, what judgment are you placing on her?
I would assume that she has enough trust in
Is this the you would assume? You would assume what?
That she would have enough trust to come over and or.
She doesn't. Let's slow this down, because I want to help you. Let's slow this down, because a lot of guys think like you, and this is why a lot of you guys ain't fucking. Let's slow this down.
Yeah.
How do you? In what world do you think a woman who doesn't know anything about you, doesn't trust you either, is going to magically go over to your house? You said the statement, so back it up. Why should a woman who thinks she has value, who is driven from the point that you meet her, is driven by her belief system of morals and values, why would that person go over to your house?
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't, I guess it wouldn't be any reason to.
Then why the fuck would you ask her to come over and watch a movie then?
Right.
No, not right. Yeah, I'm asking you why. Wait a second. Young man, you say you got game. So you should be able to answer all these questions that you're saying. You're saying them. I'm not saying that stupid shit. You're saying it. So I'm just asking you, off of the weird, creepy shit you're saying, you can't even answer the why. Because you don't know. Because you're lying. You don't have any game. So now that we got that out of the way, how long have you been listening to me for?
This is my first time listening to you.
Okay,
all right,
welcome to the show. I appreciate you here. Now listen.
Yeah.
The other night, I expressed, and I'm for the guys that's in the chat room, if you're new, I will tell you guys, and I broke it down easily. When you first meet a woman, She believes, I didn't say it's the truth, she believes that she has value. And whoever she meets, she doesn't trust. That because that's how they roll. They just, listen, all of us, we are all in the same boat. She thinks that she's special. She thinks that she should have dinners, guys kiss her ass, and all this stuff. Okay? That's how she thinks. Even when guys like me put my bed, and we're all the same. Well, I'm going to say it again. We are all the same here. When we walk up on that woman, she doesn't trust us because she doesn't know us. But on the same token, she believes that she's special. Regardless of what she believes, that's just what is. So what I'm saying is this is why you're losing, because if a woman believes that she has value, now follow me, guys. Just because she believes that shit, I know it ain't true, but we will explain that to you. But please understand, every woman you meet has a belief system and a moral type compass of, you know what, I don't believe in sex on the first night, and I don't believe in sucking a dick, and I don't believe in swallowing, and I don't believe in doing anything sexual because I'm a good girl and I got morals. And that's what they believe. You cannot change what they believe. They believe what they believe. So what I'm asking you, do you think that you are going to get a woman by placing a judgment on her like you're doing right now? Do you understand what I mean by judgment? If you don't, just say no and I'll explain it.
No.
Okay. When you want a woman to come over to your place, what are you saying about that woman? What are you saying that woman is who thinks she has value? What do you think? What are you saying that woman is, sir?
That she's maybe like an easy catch.
Right. She's easy. She's a whore and she's a slut. Now please understand this. I didn't say she isn't one later on. I'm saying when you first meet her, she believes she's special. And because she believes she's special, her guard is up because she's trying to figure out you guys because she doesn't know you. There's no, not only does she think she's got value, but there's no trust. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is she doesn't trust you because she doesn't know what you are capable of doing because she has not communicated or really talked to you enough to figure out what you are. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're talking to a woman and you want her to come over, what are you saying? She's a slut, right? So do you think a woman who has a wall of a 10, do you think it's going to go down because you're making her feel like a slut? Or do you think she's going to add more bricks to put it at a 20 because you've already placed a judgment on her? What do you think? It's going to go up or down? What do you think?
Wait, can you repeat that question?
All right, you got to listen because I don't like wasting my time. Please pay attention. Yeah. And I got 323, I'll bring you in next. What I'm asking you real quick is that when you place a judgment on a woman who doesn't trust you and values herself, regardless of what she thinks, and you're saying that she's a slut and a whore who thinks she has value, do you think that she is going to add more bricks to keep you away? Or do you think she's gonna keep? Or you think she's gonna knock the bricks down and go from a 10 to a 5? What do you think?
She would wanna block me more.
She'll add more bricks because at that point you're creepy, you're needy, you're thirsty. See, it's not wrong to want to have sex, young man. But you don't. You got to learn the rules of trust. See, y'all, nobody teaches y'all this stuff. Always remember, every woman you meet does not trust you. That's the truth. And once she begins to trust you, trust does not mean sex. Trust means I trust you enough to either make you my best friend or throw you in the friend zone or begin to flirt with you. But flirting doesn't mean she wants to fuck you. Flirting is just flirting. Flirting is not fucking until she realizes there are things about you and there are things that you have that other men don't have. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about mental things, ways you make her feel. That's what's going to go to sexual trust, because at that point, she's willing to give herself to you because she knows you're not going to judge her and you're not going to put her business on the street, and you have experience in the bedroom. Because hold on, 323, hold on a second. 323, I got you 1 second. Hold on. Like, let me give you an example. I'm going to show you this. Okay, and it's no knocking, but I'm going to use you as an example to show you what.
Can you give me examples for, like, how to build or what sexual trust is, or how to build sexual trust?
Okay, you're leapfrogging. See, you want to know about geometry and algebra, and you can't even count from 1 to 10. You're leapfrogging. See that? You don't want to learn because I'm trying to show you the trust. The way to break trust is to tap into the emotions. But see, you can't tap into emotions because you don't even know how to even find a pitchfork to tap into that shit. Because your mindset is not built on game. Now, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, caller, okay? Can you hold on 1 second? Hold on 1 second, 815, okay?
Yeah.
All right, don't go anywhere. Hold on, stay right there. Stay right there. Let me grab this quick call. 323, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man?
I just wanted to say this. What you were saying was something along the lines, and it's helping a lot. But so I'm a dude, right, that, like, females will approach, or females will, like, come up to, or, like, hang around or walk behind in person. But I don't really, like, know what to say when those type of situations happen. How would I go about, like, learning what to say, or the right things to say, or, like, openers or something that's funny or cool or whatever let them know that I'm interested as well?
Okay. It is not – what I'm showing you is so simple, it's complicated. If you're interested in them, then why not tell them you're interested in them? Why not just tell them?
Okay, so, like, for some females,
Now, listen to me, young man. Listen to me. And this is why you don't believe in yourself. See, what I teach my students as far as placing your bid will never change for a woman, because a woman is not special enough for you to have to change what you say to her. You should say the same goddamn thing to every woman you run into, because they are not special. And the fact of that you can say it to the mud ducks and you can't say it to the pretty women shows that you just don't believe in yourself.
No, I'm not.
You don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Listen to me. What is the difference between you saying hello to a sparrow and hello to a dove? What's the difference?
Okay, so, I mean...
No, just answer the question. Simple question. What is the difference between saying hello to an eagle or a sparrow versus saying hello to a fucking dove or a duck? What's the difference? They are birds, right?
My honest answer? Yeah.
So, but I'm it's asking, like, what's okay. Wait a minute. Just answer the question. What is so special about those? You can speak to a bird, a sparrow, a duck, all these things, right? Because they're all the same. They're not special. They're not.
Okay. Hey, you want me to be honest? Like, can I tell you my side of it? Because it's kind of weird, but it's just how it works. So, like, with, like, the really, really pretty women, I can speak to them easily because all I got to do is be honest. Like, I don't have to think with them. Like, I can tell them, like, straight up, like, they're fine.
So let me get it straight. Let me show you why this sounds pretty fucking weird. You're telling me you have an easy time talking to pretty ones, but you can't talk to mud ducks?
Yeah, because, like,
here's my $1 million question. Why the fuck do you hate yourself? Why do you hate yourself?
one of the reasons I do.
Answer the question. Why do you hate yourself?
Yeah, yeah. One of the reasons is because one of the reasons I do is because, like, I think I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life, and I've made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You have not made mistakes. You made choices. How old are you? How old are you?
21.
All right. So you're 21. So, again, your problem is that you're not doing that to pretty women. You're fucking lying. Don't lie.
No. My thing is, like, it's more about, so it's more average than, like, extravagant. And so extravagant, because I'm an extravagant dude. And so, like,
brother. Stop, brother. Listen. I'm not boo-boo the fool. And everything that you say.
Like, you got to see me for it to make
sense. Hey, listen. You're weak as fuck.
I didn't say I wasn't weak. I said
I don't give a fuck how you look. Fuck your looks, nigga. What part of that don't you get? Fuck your looks. Because guess what? Your looks might get your ass in the door. But as soon as she opens that motherfucker, she going to see a motherfucker bitch. Now, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying you act like that.
Yeah.
So regardless of how you look, I say, fuck your looks.
Yeah.
Because your looks are going to fucking fade one day. Please believe that. So with
Can
that
I say
being
this real quick? I'm going to interrupt you, but I just want to give you a better understanding of how I think. Because it's a little bit, in my mind, it's a little bit different than most.
I can tell you how you think. You have no confidence. You have no principles.
I have some, though.
You have some. So let me ask this question. If you're feeling good, if you're not feeling good, or you need surgery, are you going to go to some doctor? If you need, like, some type of surgery, are you going to go to a some doctor?
No.
No, if you need to get on an airplane, are you going to get on an airplane in an airplane and the pilot is sometimes a pilot?
No, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Like how do I make it an all-time thing? Like, opposed to
You don't want to make it an all-the-time thing. You choose not to make it an all-time thing. You choose not to do it. You guys think that it's this magical pill out there that you can take to make the change. And you know what that magical pill is? If there's one magical pill, you know what it is? It's you. The only one that's going to change you is fucking you. Nobody else can change you but you.
Mm.
Because, listen, you don't believe in yourself. That's why you can't change. If I were to give you an answer and say, hey, you know what? If you drink iced tea, that'll be your answer. You know what? You won't even drink the iced tea. You want to know why? Because you don't believe in your fucking self. You want to know why? Because of two major things, the fear of failure and the fear of success. Those two things are weighing on you. It's the fear of failure because you know if I do this, I'm going outside of my comfort zone. But then the fear of success is if I do it, and then I get a woman, I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to move next. So that's what I'm saying, man. This is what I'm trying to show all you young men of why you're having the problems you're having, because every problem you're having has one word in it that is a virus to whatever you're having. And what do you think that one word is? Now, when I say the word, guys, I'm not trying to say to be an asshole. I'm just being honest. What word do you think that you and that caller before me uses that is poisonous to your growth? What do you think that is?
Can't.
Starts with a W.
Won't. Women.
W-O. W-O-N.
Won't.
W-O-M-A.
Women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything you're, the reason why you guys are failing is because everything that you're trying to do to grow involves a fucking woman. And that's not how you get women. That's how you don't get women involving a woman in how you grow as a man. That's the perk that you get when you evolve as a man. But if anything you're making, if you're saying I want to grow and then you put women in that equation, you don't want to grow because your growth is based off of what a woman thinks about you. He said wombat. Yeah, I'm listening.
Here's what I tell myself. I want to know if this is like a good like goal.
It's not good.
So
it's
in
not
my
good.
Mind,
it's not good.
Okay,
I'm gonna let you finish it. But I'm just telling you, it's not good. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not good. But I want to hear what you want to tell yourself. What do you tell yourself?
So it's about.
No! I don't care what it's about. Tell me what you tell yourself. What do you tell yourself?
So my goal is to help women get money and like.
You tell yourself what now? What do you tell yourself?
My goal is to like help women. Like I really like.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Okay.
Like,
so, wait.
I just want
to
say
your
right
goal
now.
Is
but,
your goal
help
is
women
wait, stop.
And make a lot of
stop.
Money.
Stop. Listen to me. Your number one goal is to smash women. And what the fuck did I just tell you? I can't make this shit up. What did I just tell you? What did I just fucking tell you? The one word that should not be in your vocabulary at all, you made it the number one thing.
I mean, I look at it. Okay,
no,
so, okay.
Fuck how you look at it. Listen. You can look at the world what could be, but I'm telling you what is. This is why you're losing, young man. Because everything
okay.
that defines you has to deal with a woman. Why? They're not that special. They're not. And like I told you before, just because she thinks she's special is none of my goddamn business. It's not.
Okay, Steve, check this out. So here's what it is. The feeling that you're talking about, like the arrogance, only about the I don't give a F mentality, I started off with that. Like, I have that inside of me, and it comes out every now and then. You know that story of like the
sir. I don't have time for the sob stories, okay? Please, we're trying to teach you.
Well,
so
okay,
you,
okay.
Listen, I look again. I say it with love. Fuck your feelings, because listen. You are doing what women do all the time, and you don't even realize it. Well, you know what, Gertrude? You know I am a good woman. You know, and sometimes I'm on my period, and sometimes I get upset, and sometimes I get angry, and sometimes I'm a good woman. But you know what? I just can't understand why. I'm just, oh, my God, I pitched up today. I'm a little bit fat. Oh, my God, I'm not special. Oh, my God, why am I losing? Oh, my God, my skin is – that's all the fuck you're just doing right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what women do, because women are fucking insecure. Doesn't matter. But see, in their insecurity is how the fuck you can win when you just follow the simple principles. They're simple. They're not hard or difficult. I told you guys in the car when I did the show earlier today, if you missed it, does the dress, and I'm going to ask you because I know you didn't see it. Let me ask you a question. Does the dress that's in the store, in front of the store, the dress, does the dress take the woman on a date?
No.
Does the dress try to prove itself to the woman?
No.
Does the dress kiss the woman's ass?
Okay.
Almost done. Does the dress kiss a woman? What does the dress do? The dress just stands in a position. Why? Because the dress the owner of the store that bought the dress and the person that made the dress, they all know one thing, and that is there's going to be a woman that's going to look at that dress and say, this is going to take away my fucking insecurities. So if the dress, the purses, and the shoes don't take women out to dinner and don't kiss their asses, then I'm asking you, why do you do it then?
Okay, so I mean, it's complicated. I do and I don't, though. It really just depends.
Sometimes,
like,
here we go.
Like,
sometimes again. Sometimes.
It's like this. Okay. It's like this. If she's fine, like I automatically, like my ego and confidence automatically comes in because, like, I can't lie. Like I have to be honest to her and I don't have to think about that.
Man,
like,
what is your question?
We're going around in circles.
We're going around. I'm not trying to be a dick. We're going in circles.
Yeah.
Here. So I mean, you're not understanding what I'm saying to you. You're not, because it doesn't matter what you say, man. What about you takes away the insecurities in a woman? Tell me.
I honestly don't. I try not to.
Oh, so you try not to take away the insecurity.
Okay, so, yeah, because to me, like, that's not attractive. Like that's not attractive at all.
What the fuck are you talking? What do you
like,
mean it's not? Wait, what the fuck you mean it's not attractive? What are you talking about?
Like, if a female is insecure, because to me that means I got to be like.
Wait. Do you understand? Listen. Every, with an E, unless she's a butch, okay? Listen, I will always take out the 1%. The bull dykes. Look, there's 1% of women out there. The bull dykes and the fat, fugly chicks that run the group of herd of beautiful women. They are not insecure. Okay, now, with that being said, the prettier she is, the greater her insecurity is. When you see Kim Kardashian, what do you see?
What
do you see? Well, just tell me, what do you see when you see Kim Kardashian? What do you see?
Big lips, big,
go
booty.
Beyond. Okay, come on. Go beyond that. Come on. We go with that surface. What do you see on a deeper level? Come on. It's there. What
I
do you see?
Okay. Here's how I look.
What do you see?
Kim Kardashian.
What do you see? You say you saw the lips and the booty. I'm saying don't be a surface level motherfucker and go deeper. What do you see?
Alien.
Everybody in the chat room sees that shit. All my chat room dogs, y'all see the shit, and he don't see it. What do you see? What are you supposed to see?
Somebody that's a female that's insecure.
Yes! That is so funny. Do you know the level of insecurity in her? She had
Steve. Okay, so you know I was talking about my looks and stuff. So around attractive women, I understand how they think, so I'm automatically like arrogant towards her because like
sir,
we're on the same playing field.
Sir, you're not on it. Sir, okay. If you put a dress on a pig, isn't it still a pig? It's just wearing a dress, right? Right?
Yeah.
So if you take an individual who is weak as fuck, insecure like a woman, emotional, and got feminine energy in him, and you give him skin of a good-looking person, what the fuck is he really? Is he really good-looking?
It is. Because, I mean, it's like...
All right.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Do you
I
believe,
got it. I got
like...
It. All right, look. Just call... Okay, just give me 30 minutes. Call back, man. I got to continue the show, man, because I'm not here... Listen, if you believe that, believe it. I'm not here to change your fucking mind. You got to understand in this game, you are supposed to be what you are, and I'm not here to change what you are. I'm here to change the person that is willing to open their fucking mind and shut the fuck up and stop telling me how cute they look. I don't give a fuck about how you look. Fuck your looks. but you don't see that shit. But yeah, you're the one having problems and shit. So, like I said before, fuck your feelings, fuck your looks. Okay? So, if you got another question, call back, man. Great call. Call back. Let me get the 815 real quick. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in the chat. 815, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up?
All right, so let's get back to you real quick. Now, like I was telling you, do you understand that women don't trust you when you first meet them?
Yes.
So if a woman doesn't trust you and a woman thinks she has value, what is the one loophole in all this where you can change and move from trust to sexual trust? What is the thing that you got to be to take away from her to be able to go down from a 5 to a 1 to sexual trust? What do you think that is?
Honestly, I don't know.
Did you not just listen to me a second ago with this guy?
Oh.
What is the greatest fucking problem with women today? What is their beacon that they're showing?
They have insecurity.
Right. So here's the thing. Emotions take away insecurities. So if you can invoke emotions in that woman and she feels, keyword feels
yes.
good about you. When she thinks about you, she smiles. She misses you. Emotions. You are in a better position because she's looking to you as the one person that can make her get away or forget about something that knocks on her damn door every day of her life, even when she wakes up. Every morning they wake up and yarn, they go right to the one thing to cover up the insecurity, makeup. And then after they're done with that makeup, they go into the closet and get the next insecurity, the push-up bra. And then after they're done with that insecurity, they got to lie on the bed and suck their stomach in and roll around in some pants that's two sizes smaller just so their ass can fit in it, because that's insecurity. Everything I'm telling you, man, is making her think that those are the things that can get rid of insecurity. But doesn't she have a closet room full of shoes, closet full of dresses, closet full of purses that she thought would take away her insecurity? But when she meets a man, why does she give into that person? Because she realizes she doesn't need the shoes, the dresses, or the purses, because this motherfucker is so about himself that he is making me see things in myself that I never seen before, gentlemen. Remember, I always tell you guys, what is important here is to either elevate or educate a woman. Elevating or educate the woman. Does that make any sense? But see, what I'm saying to you guys out there, I'm not telling you to be a dress. I'm just showing you how simple it is. Once you realize that that woman who doesn't trust you and who thinks she has value, once you realize and look beyond the ass and titties, once you look beyond the makeup, the weave, the eyeliner, the fucking fake eyes, the fucking fake nails, and all that shit they take on because they don't love or like themselves, you will see them for what the fuck they are. But, whoa. But just because you see them for what they are, remember, she thinks she's special. But what chisels away at her being special is how she feels, caller, not when she's talking to you, not when she's texting you, because that's all you do is text and talk, because you ain't on no deep level. But what if you ever doing that shit, it's not the talking and it's not the texting. It's when you talk and text and leave such an impression on that woman, okay? You leave such a big impression on that woman that all the other guys are not leaving, that when you're not around her, when you're not talking to her, that she's starting to feel things for you without you even being there, because you have connected with her, because she realizes when I talk to him, not only do I lose track of time, okay? I lose track of time. He makes me feel like I'm the only woman in the world. I'm not talking about cupcake. I'm just talking about how you spit game. He makes me feel like I'm the only woman in the world. But he does the third thing, which is really the most important thing, is that he shows her through him that she can see things in herself that take away from the one, that monster under her bed, insecurity. The one thing that she cannot, look, she cannot defeat time and she cannot defeat insecurity. Now, when she's with a man, she can't defeat time, but she can defeat insecurity, because when she's with him, there is no insecurity, because she's so emotionally connected to that person. She's pushing that insecurity on the back burner to a point where when he's not around, she misses him. When he texts or calls her, oh my God, she can't wait. And in between that, she's wondering. She's doing this all day, all day, all day, just checking her phone all day. And then when the phone rings, she hopes it's him. Damn, it's not him. When her phone blinks, is she, oh my God, is it him? Damn, it's not him. So he's put, listen to what I'm saying, caller. When you're not around, you're putting her on an emotional roller coaster because she's so excited and hoping that next text message is you, that next phone call is you. And when it's not you, what goes up comes back down, because the drug of you is so powerful that when she smokes you, snorts you, puts you in a rock and lights you up, shoots you in her vein, that she can't get you out of her system, because you're the one thing that makes her feel the thing that no other guy can make her feel. So at that point, gentlemen, if y'all are following me, it is at that point, gentlemen, where she starts to say to her, when she starts to say to herself, is, what do I have to do to get this guy to see me for more than what he sees me as? What do I have to do? And you know where, well, you know what happens? It is at that point, gentlemen, when you hit that point right there, that's when, you remember I told you she was special? She thought she was special. She thought she had value. She said, you know, I'm not the kind of girl that would suck a dick. I won't do any nasty stuff. I got values. I got morals. I got beliefs. Always remember, I keep telling you guys, the emotion will always override the belief system, because you make her feel so good about herself that she's saying, you know what? I have no choice but to start flirting with him. Now we're at the trust point. Instead of being her best friend to drive her around and fix shit and move her stuff and all that bullshit, she's going to start to flirt with you. You know how? Oh, my God, you're cute, even when you're ugly. And when you say shit, it's going to be funny. When you say something, when you say good morning, or she says good morning to you, it's going to be emoji. It's going to be a heart eye emoji. It's going to be a frowny face because she missed you emoji, or she's looking so forward to seeing you, she's going to capitalize the hey or capitalize good morning, because what she's doing is she realizes that you are the source of her feel good. You have become the source. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have to ask her? Listen, do you have to ask her to come over to your place? Do you actually think you have to ask her to come over to your place at that point?
No.
No, you want to know why? Because women are smart enough to position themselves. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, what's up? What you doing? Oh, nothing. Hey, I'm in your neighborhood. What do you mean you're in my neighborhood? You're in my neighborhood? Yes, I'm in your neighborhood. Well, where are you at right now? Well, I'm actually at the corner of your dick on your forehead and your balls in your mouth, and I'm close to your neighborhood. You know what? Are you busy? I was thinking about coming over there and seeing you. You don't think women think that way? They will do that kind of shit. So what I'm asking you is, and anything I said before, 815, do you hear me asking her to come over to my place, begging to come over to my place and watch TV? Or am I positioning myself, because I believe in me, to just position myself to show her what will happen? Don't think women don't like sex. Don't think women are not desperate. Don't think women are not needy. They nasty as fuck. And they are so nasty, they don't care. They don't care. When they want to see you, they're going to find a way to get to your place. You don't even have to ask. They will accidentally or purposely find a way to get in touch with you. Hey, you know what? I'm just in the neighborhood. You know, I was just eating something over here. I got an idea. Why don't you come over and lunch on me? They will do that. I know that shit, for a lot of you guys, I know that shit sounds crazy. Shit sounds like it's out of the box, but that's what I'm saying. They will accidentally bump into you, either through texting or running into you. And even if she lives across the neighborhood, listen, this is how cold they are, okay? It's how cold they are. See, they're either going to talk to their girlfriends or their guy friends that they trust. And they're like, you know, I got a friend that is interested in a guy, and you know what, she's thinking about, you know, just, you know, I know, you know, kind of where he lives, and we talked about it. Does it make that person a little needy if she, I don't know, tries to figure out a way to come over to a guy, right? Well, you know how she talks to women? You know what she says to her girlfriends? Oh, my God. Gee, guys, what you about to hear is really going to be fucking nasty. So, guys, I am preparing you for what the fuck you about to hear. Now, that's what she says to the guy friend. She talks to the girlfriend. Hey, girl, what's up? Oh, nothing, girl. Shit, girl. I ain't been fucking. I'm trying to get some dick. You know what? Man. God, I want to put his dick in my mouth. I want to gargle his balls and all that other shit. I want to fuck, girl. And he bullshitting. What, man, girl? What, girl? I'm trying to get over there and fuck, girl. What you think I should do? Well, how you think I should do this? Now, don't worry about it, girl. I'm gonna go in the bathroom, clean my pussy up, and get it all powdered up and all that other stuff, and act like I'm doing something. But I'm trying to get on that dick, girl. I'm trying to ride that dick and suck his balls and let him come in my face. God damn it, girl. I want to fuck the shit out of him. So you know what, girl? How are we gonna do this? What's the game plan? What's the game plan? Well, I already know where he lives, so you know what? I got it. Instead of going shopping at this Wally World or this Target, I'm going to go to one close to his thing, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send him a message, and I'm going to act like I'm like, wow, I'm in your neighborhood. Oh, wow. You know what's up in your neighborhood? If you're not doing anything, man, come over. Girl, I just need to get my foot in there, because if I get in that house, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. Y'all don't think women – y'all think women – wait. Wait a second. Most of you guys, in your world, you think women talk like this. Well, hey, Jill. Oh, I'm fine. What's going on? Oh, nothing. Well, I'm at home knitting right now, watching the Food Network and Lifetime TV, and I just got done working on my puzzles, and I just got done folding laundry, and you know what? I'm just waiting for life to happen. Man, they don't – guys, these women talk dirtier than we do. They talk nastier than we talk. I'm talking about the most filthy ass shit that you, all the shit you think that they are nasty as. Guys, I'm going to give you all an example. How many of y'all guys, when you first met a woman, she was all, you know, I would just, you know, I'll just get a little salad. And can I get some water, please? And just one leaf. And then you start dating her, right? And then she's like, hey, where's that dick at? Let me see that dick. I want that dick. I want to suck that dick. Put that dick in my face. Smack me with those balls. Look at that package. Grab me your balls. Smack it. See what I'm saying, guys? They do that shit. It's just they don't do that shit with most of you guys. So it sounds like what I'm saying is crazy. It sounds like what I'm saying is crazy. But what I'm saying is this is how these women act. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to throw you back in. You got any other questions before I go? I got to continue this.
No, I definitely agree with a lot of that, especially what you said with making her feel something towards you and building that trust like that. That's definitely something that
I want to be very clear on this.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make her feel anything. It's just who I am is making her feel something. So please understand, let me say that again. I am not trying to invoke any type of feeling out of a woman. I am just being me. I am me with every woman. I am not trying to impress her or prove myself.
Okay.
The reason the feelings come out is because of who I am, what I bring to the table, how I make her feel, because I believe in me. I'm not trying to make her feel, again, like the dress in the thing. I'm going to put that shit, a window dress or something, to show y'all. I am not, all I'm doing is positioning myself to show her that I'm the motherfucker, I'm the guy whose dick she should be sucking. But understand this is very important. Remember this. The difference between me and the average guy is this. When she realizes she wants to fuck, the reason that she's going to fuck a guy like me faster is because I'm not going to judge her. Does that make any sense, sir? Does that make any kind of sense?
Yeah, definitely.
What am I saying?
It's just you're being you, and it's allowing her to feel comfortable around you.
Yes. What am I saying?
Is that you just be yourself and be comfortable in your own skin, and that on its own makes her feel comfortable around you.
All right. Well, let me show you again. Now, all of this is important because we're gonna move the pendulum a little bit. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, what are you going to say if she asks you these questions? What are you going to say if she says, what I want to do is I want to go to a store where they have animal costumes, and I want to wear a bunny rabbit costume, and I want you to wear a beaver costume, and I want you to fuck me while I'm wearing that costume. What are you going to say to her? What are you going to say to that woman right there?
Be like, where or like when?
What if she says, I've got a fantasy, a rape fantasy, or I want you to dress up like a construction worker?
If it's a rape fantasy, I'd be something like, well, we can make some arrangements.
If she wants to do that, is that yes or no?
Oh, yes. I'd be like, yeah, let's
what if she wants to tie
fun.
You,
let's do it.
What if she wants to tie you up and smack your ass around? Because that gets her off.
If that gets her off, I'd be like, I don't know. If I didn't feel, if that's not my thing, I wouldn't go with it. I'd be like, hey, you know what?
All right. Well, I'm just saying, man, it's a lot. What I'm saying is when you get to that number one, and she's really wanting to fuck, she is going to let her hair down and start telling you some of the most nastiest shit. But it's not really nasty to her, because that's her fantasy. That's her kink. That's what turns her on. She won't she won't mind masturbating. She won't mind you putting fruit and smashing in her face if that's her thing. And all, every woman has her different kink, okay? All right?
Mm.
Now, one thing you don't do is nothing bisexual. If a woman to ask you to do anything bisexual, you throw her ass back in the water, okay? There's no bisexual. There's no bisexual. That's the only thing you don't do, all right? That's the only thing you don't do. No pegging, no touching a guy, no her what, none of that. That's we don't do that. We do everything else, but we don't do anything that's bisexual, okay? Remember that, okay? You draw the line right there. There's a line. That's the only line you draw. Everything past on the other side of that line you can do, but do not do anything bisexual. Well, what are you gonna, last question, what are you going to do if she wants you to pee on her?
Do it.
Okay. What if she wants to pee on you?
Yeah, nah, pass.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You just got to understand it. But, okay, I'm going to throw you back in, 815. We call back if you have a question. We got about 28 minutes left to end that call show if y'all want to call in. But, guys, let's continue. But let me ask this question. Why do some women say you look like you will never settle? In order to grasp 100% of you, which most of you don't, you only grasp probably like 2%, 3% of yourself. In order to evolve, in order to grow, and in order to be that motherfucker that I'm talking about, gentlemen, please write this down, because this is very important. The same way that you guys feel about the grass outside of your yard, the leaves outside of your house, and the insects that are running around in your yard or your grass right now that you don't give a fuck about, you've got to stop. Listen, a woman can say whatever she wants to say. But if you are asking why she's saying that, you're better off asking, what is that insect saying when he makes those up? What is he saying? What is that mouse saying? What would the mouse say? What did he say? Or the duck, quack, quack, quack. What did the duck say? You know what's odd to me is that when you see a duck quacking, a bird chirping, a dog barking, a cow mooing, sounds like one of those kitty things, you know. You don't ever ask what they mean, do you? Then what makes a woman so special that she's allowed to make a comment and a statement, but what makes her so special that what she's saying is throwing you off your motherfucking square? Because it's odd, the cow, when the cow moves, he doesn't throw you off your square. When the dog barks, he doesn't throw you off the square. And when the bird chirps, he doesn't throw you off your square. Why, when a woman say, you look like you'll never settle, why do you give a fuck what she's saying? What does that have to do? What does her statement have to do with anything? You look like you'll never settle. So what? I'm going to... Don't let these women throw you off, gentlemen. Don't let them throw you off. Okay? She is allowed to have a thought, But if her thoughts are none of my, her thoughts are none of my business. So if she says this, you look like the one you'll never settle. Let me ask you a question, monkey, or M. I don't want to call you a monkey. What did you say? Well, okay, you said, why do women say that? Well, did a woman say that to you? And if she did say that to you, monkey, what did you say back? I want to hear it. I want to know, what did you say to that woman when she said that silly shit to you? I'm going to go to the next one. Hope you answer that question. And what was, can you, wait, you mean what way? I guess you meant way. In what way can you build trust with a woman you already know? What the fuck you mean you already know? You talking about someone you know already? Guys, let me tell y'all something. Oh, I keep telling y'all, man, I got to stop this female friendship shit, man. I got to stop hanging out with the food and shit. Knowing you want to fuck this woman, why do y'all hang out with these women and these women? And all of a sudden, you want to put your fucking bed in, dog. You, listen, man, you've already made your bed with that woman. So, okay, you see that? You already made your bed. The trust she has with you, you're her brother, and you're a good guy. So you can't break that because you did that. I do not understand how you guys sit around and just hang out with the food like that. How do y'all do that shit? How does that even, like, how does that even work? Like, why would you all of a sudden want to build trust with a woman that you wanted to get with at the beginning? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Yeah, we had 70 likes, guys. We got, like Freelance Ronan said, we got to break 118. Remember? The number was 118 yesterday, so let's see if we can break 118, guys. Let's see if we can break 118. We're almost there, guys. Almost there. And thank you for your support if you've already liked the show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let me see. He's not even answered the question. Yeah, see? Yeah, you know he fucking up and shit. You know he's fucking up. 515-605, I mean, the number, shit. The number is 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. We got you covered. We got you covered. What I'm saying to you guys is this, listen. If you just step back and see what really is, okay, and see what really is. Or LL, thank you. I'm sorry. I just saw Freelance. I'm sorry if you said it, LL. I'll give you credit too. I missed it. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is to you guys out here is that the only way you can make that change in that woman, and it's going to sound crazy, is not by trying to change her. Never try to change the woman. The change with when it really sticks is when she begins to have a conversation with herself and sells you to her. Y'all are getting all this twisted. Like 815, I want to get her over my house and watch some fucking TV. Ain't nobody going over your motherfucking house, man. Somebody's going over there. Jay, I asked your question in 1 second. I told her I'll never settle because I've not found a one that's going to follow my program. That's okay. I'll give you a B. That's okay. That's okay. But there's a problem with this. There's a problem with this. And you don't even see the problem in what you're saying. Now, I'll give you, I like what you're saying, but I don't like what you're saying. Because what you're saying is 2 + 2 = 7. If you're going to say this, why isn't this leading to what you want to push her towards? See, this sounds like someone who's trying to justify himself to somebody versus somebody taking what she's saying to him and using it to benefit him to get her back to his place if he chooses to do that. Let's look. Hold on, let's look at that. Let's look. I forgot what the motherfucker said. Let me see. She said, All right, let me see. Hold on. Yeah, Monkey said this. Let me go back and what she said. I can get it. Shout out to everybody listening. All the ladies out there that's listening, they know who they are. All right, let's give it to you. Say, okay. You look like you'll never settle. Well, you know what? I like what you said, but I would have taken that and saying, see, when it comes to settling, I'm a very picky person, and I get bored with women very easily. And I understand that you have this perception of me that I look like I won't ever settle. And, you know, you're right. I won't, because I know what I bring to my world and my table, and I'm not going to do that. But I do want to talk to you more about this. I don't have really time to really go into depth in this, but I got a great idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about this over some drinks? I know this great jazz bar. It has a great jazz band, and it's got a very intimate area. Or I don't want to talk about this. I know this great Coco. We can go out to this great place, so you and I can go to Coco. Because, again, y'all got to understand, the reason why I'm not bringing her to the house, because I'm assuming this guy is asking the question. The woman he's asking the question about is probably at a 10 as far as a trust thing. So I would not ask her to come to my crib and discuss this over a dinner. But if she was a 5 or a 1, I would say, you know what, I don't have time right now, but I got an idea. Why don't you go ahead and make us dinner? I'll come over there. We'll sit in front of the candles, and I will tell you everything you need to know. Just bring your smile, bring your body, and bring those soft, sexy lips, and we will continue this conversation later. That's what I would have used if, but Monkey, I hate to call you that, but what I'm saying is, I don't know your situation with this woman. I don't know if she's still at a 10. I don't know if she's at a 5. I don't know if she's at a 1. But what I do know, depending on where she's at, is how you've got to make the adjustment to stay on your 4. Remember, your 4s are flexible. Remember, I showed you guys this before. Your 4s are flexible. Let me show you a flexible 4. Remember, I told you guys, your 4s can be flexible to get the invite in. Okay, remember that, guys. The 4s are flexible, okay? Now, remember, Your fixed 4s are making her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, right? Your fixed 4 is putting your bid in. Your fixed 4 is setting up the date within the first 3 conversations. So as long as you're staying on those fixes right there, then you have room to be flexible as to how she invites you in. That's where the flexibility comes from. So y'all got to remember that, all right? Let me continue. I think there's another question. Guys, ask questions. We got you covered. If y'all want to call in, go ahead. Appreciate you guys right here. But we're going to talk a little bit more. I still got y'all. There's some more stuff I need to talk about. I'm just trying to answer questions. I think I got this one. In what ways can you build trust with the woman you already know? Okay, you can't do that. You've already built something with her. Okay, you've already built something with her. And it's not, she trusts you. But there's no sexual trust. There's no flirting trust. Remember, trust can split, gentlemen. Y'all have got to understand the rules of this. If once you understand the rules of this, talking and communicate them should be more easy, because you know that you don't want to veer to the left and be her friend. I don't want that trust. I don't want that you're a good guy, you're nice, and you're thoughtful, and you're sweet, and you're just, you know, you're just a good guy. I don't want that trust. I don't want that fucking trust. I want that what you're doing, I'm missing you, I'm thinking about you. You got cute eyes, a cute smile. You know what, man, you know, your skin and all that shit that women say that show you that they're flirting with you. But I know that flirting is not fucking. Okay, remember that, guys. So don't push a flirt or take a flirt to mean that she wants to sleep with you, okay? No, this is not on Twitch. This is on YouTube, sir. Who asked the question? This is not on Twitch. It's on YouTube. Let me see here. Later, I found out by a random. Okay, all right. SM, listen to me. All right, and you're new here, and I appreciate you, man. I great questions and all this other stuff. But this is why most of you guys are always losing with women, because you guys are too busy judging women for what they have. I never said date her, and I never said marry her. So if you're not dating her and you're not marrying her, what does her situation have to do with anything? I don't understand. Women gossip, man. What does her situation have to do with anything? And I made a video the other day. Y'all don't understand. The ones that fuck faster than any woman out there are the single mothers. They fuck faster. Those are the ones that will jump from a 10 to a 1 fast. Let me explain, because most of y'all missed that video. Shame on you. But let me explain real quick. In order to understand the single mother and why they will fuck so fast, you must take a moment and look and think about the life that she's living, okay? Let's go to the past, and we'll go present, and then we'll go future, all right? So let's look at the past. Every woman out there, and I said it, kind of like Al Bundy or Uncle Rico or Napoleon Dynamite, they have what is known as the glory years. And the glory years is when they have that tight body. The glory years are when they get free drinks and the guys are driving them around and, you know, they're buying them stuff and they don't have to do it. It's the glory years. They're on top of the world and everything's going good. And they get gifts. Like, we're in sucker me season, so Christmas time, they get tons of gifts. Valentine's Day, bushels of flowers and chocolates, and they get to eat in the nice restaurants and all that. Those are the glory years, okay? Now, when one of those women meets a motherfucker and either gets married or gets knocked up, all right? Because remember, when the car leaves the car lot, it loses a little bit of value, depreciation, okay? So, and I'm not saying they depreciate. I'm just saying there's a little depreciation. But what happens is that when she has a baby, which is a new responsibility, the glory years or the glory days turn into the glory year, the past, because she is no longer living like her single friends are living right now. She's got new responsibilities. She's got to wake up in the morning. She's got to feed the goddamn kid. She's got to make sure the kid has his lunch for school tomorrow or today. Got to make sure she gets him to the goddamn bus on time. And then she's got to worry about him not having any kind of sickness or anything like that, him or her, he or she, to come home. They got to go over homework. They got to fucking feed them. They got to pick up after their clothes and do all this stuff. They got to spend time with them. They got to do all these things. And then finally, before they go to bed, they have a little bit of me time, which then at that point, they probably get the Willie Mammoth dildo, the Willie Mammoth 3000. And they are doing this every day, all week, all month, all year for fucking damn near, I would say, kids being self-sufficient, maybe around 10, between 10 and 15, that's when they finally get their break. But between that time, she's got to do all that stuff every day. And every day she's like, "Go, hey, remember Al Bundy and Uncle Rico? Just thinking about the pad, the glory years. Man, I remember. Girl, yeah, I remember, man. Getting all those suckers to buy me drinks and buy me dinners and show. Man, I remember those days." Okay, now Thursday. Thursday's usually ladies' night. So it then turns into the Cinderella story. The Cinderella story is this. She only has a certain allotted of time. Whether it be 3 hours or 4 hours, that's all she has. That's it. 3 hours or 4 hours, that's all she's got. Because at that point, she's got to come back home to reality. So there's a small window to let her hair down. because she's sick and tired of sticking the willy mammoth piece of plastic in her body. She wants some dick. And what she will do is fuck the day, fuck going out, fuck the dinners, fuck the courting. You know, look, I just got to get to an area where I can run into a guy. When I give him the signal, he understands. We'll dance a little, flirt a little, kiss a little. We'll get to a room. We'll fuck for about 3 hours, and I can go back to my life. And what they will do is the key thing they will tell you is that they're either going to say I'm a single mother or, you know, I have kids. They will – they're going for – see, for those guys that have game, they know when they say that, there's the understanding. Okay, so you're going to get to the hotel? We don't got time for dinners and all that other shit. Now, you ain't did no dinners and shit, but we just going to fuck. Now, but for you regular guys, she's a single mother. Oh, my God, I don't want to be a father to your kid. And, oh, my God, if I just touch her arm, I'm going to get child support. No, I mean, y'all regular motherfuckers don't understand that shit. When they tell you that they are single mothers or they bring up the kids, they are telling you that I don't have time to sit around here. Let's get this shit going. Let's start the flirting. Let's start the touching. Let's start the kissing. Let's get out of here. Let's get a room. Let's fuck. Put me in a pretzel and then send me on my way. And then what she will then do, because then she will have a roster, okay? And I don't know, it can be a roster of the guys. I'm not saying she won't, because I'm not going to put that in that to say they won't. But they will then have that guy that, you know what? You know what? It's about 11:30. I just put the kids to bed. Can you come in the driveway so I can just suck your dick? Or I just put the kids to bed. Can you come over? You just fuck. Just we fuck in the car. We just get in the car. I don't want to wake the kid up. Let me just sneak in the car and fuck. Let's just pull over, go in the woods, and let's just fuck. And that's what I'm saying. But see, you guys that don't have game, y'all see a woman with kids. Remember, guys, never make it about the kid. And so if you're not doing that, then why do you give a fuck with somebody's time? If one of my boys says she's a single mother, man, you know we don't do this. The real ones don't do this shit. We don't bring up single mothers or anything like that because we know what goes on with the single mother. I've just showed you the past of her living the best life she's having. She's getting knocked up. She's got responsibilities. But she only has a small window like Cinderella. The babysitter's only going to watch the fucking kids for a few hours. Mom or grandma, auntie, granddad, whoever the fuck she dropped that damn kid off, there's only a few hours in which she can live that life, but it's not living the life to get a drink. She don't want no goddamn drink. She's looking to get fucked because she had a – listen, think about this. After she gets done with all that shit, she's got to go to work for 8 hours. Then she's got to come back home and work her second job, which is the kid. So they're stressing the fuck out. And the stress reliever is that four-hour window of a motherfucker that can read between the lines. When she say, you know, there's so many guys, so many times, you'll know, like when you dance on the floor, they'll just bring it up randomly. Yeah, you know what? I gotta hurry up. I got to get back to my kids. And then most of y'all motherfuckers have missed that shit right over your head, Freelance Ronin. Some of these women say, you know what? You know what? Man, being a single mother is tough. And y'all be like, oh, okay. Right over your head. But when they tell someone who has game, they're a single mother, they got kids. All right, the clock is ticking. So let's get on to the sticking. So what we're going to need to do is then start to push things a little long. You scoot your little chair up a little bit more. You get to whisper in her ear a little bit. She's laughing. She's enjoying you. She's putting her hand on your leg. She's like, come on, let's dance on the dance floor. And if you've ever seen a woman fuck, y'all, I'm seeing some of y'all guys don't get this, but we ever see on the dance floor those women that are just grinding up on a motherfucker, just like they're straddling the motherfucker guy's leg, and they just moving in a snake motion, or they they're grinding their hips up on another. Oh, man, you know that. You know what the situation is. Because didn't you always notice that motherfucker would take her over in that little corner over there. They'll start making out. And then after that shit's over, he'll grab her hand, and they going right to the hotel. It's boom, 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 boom. So, gentlemen, I didn't say date them. I didn't say marry them. I'm just saying for you guys out there, you're looking at single mothers all wrong. They will bypass the fucking 10, the 5, and go straight to the 1 when you can understand and read between the lines. She's not looking for a father for the kid. She's not looking for someone to pay child support. She's just looking for one motherfucker to pin her knees to her shoulders and make her feel like she used to feel when she was gouging people for money. So I hope y'all can understand it. I hope you can understand that. So when you say that stuff, don't judge women. We do not judge women. Anyway, let me get some of y'all questions and stuff. Y'all got questions, I got y'all, man. Here we go. If I got to shoot him, I will. Steve, I think I heard you mention something like a man like you doesn't need to see game to play. Right. Okay. The reason why I am not playing is I wish I could play the clip, but I will get – I'll get the ding from YouTube if I played the clip. So I can only tell you about the two clips that I always play. And if y'all know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you. I always play the clip of the little girl that is playing chess when she's not even looking at the board, but she sees she has all the moves in his head. Or I will play a clip from the Sherlock Holmes 2 where those guys will be playing what is called blind chess. That means they're not looking at the board because all the moves are being made in their mind. So what I'm saying is this. My mind moves like blind chess. I don't need to see the board to do anything because, as I told you about bending time, I already know the steps I need to take. I just got to position myself to move her towards those steps. I already see the end game, but the first step is the sex is not the end game. That's one thing I always keep telling y'all, because I don't want y'all to think that this is, because this is y'all not going to fuck. I'm telling y'all, if y'all make it about pussy, y'all ain't going to get none. I'm telling you, I make it about her trusting me enough to invite me in. Once I'm on the invite, it's already over because I'm going to work inside out and it's already a done deal. But everything and every move that I make is to get the invite. I want to be invited in. Most guys, like I said, you're new to this. Most guys try to go sideways to a woman. They always try to come from the right side. They always come from the right side or they come from the left side. And what I'm saying to you is this. I'm not coming from the right side, the left side. I'm not coming from the right side. I am not coming through the back door. The one thing that I am going to do is I'm going to keep this thing all the way real. I'm going to come straight at her, okay? But the reason I can come straight at her is because I do the one thing that most average guys will never, ever think of doing because they don't have the capacity to think this deep. It's no knock. It's just that you don't know. Is that no matter what I do, I always bet on myself. I will always push all my chips to the middle because I've got the winning hand. It's just she doesn't know it yet. But I know the more she gets to know me, she's going to get to know herself. The more she gets to know herself, it's going to take away her insecurities. The more it's going to take away her insecurities is that first, it's going to start off with a gateway. It's going to start off with maybe a vape pen just to get a light buzz. But she realizes there's something higher than the vape pen, so maybe she'll do a little ecstasy pill. And then she might, usually from an ecstasy pill, she might do a mushroom of me. Little by little, but every little thing she takes is just going to give her that extra little bit of high. But that's not getting the addiction and shit. After she takes the ecstasy pill, she's going to say, oh, well, what's this white powder line of Steve? Well, let me get a straw and let me take a line of it. Oh, my God. Woo-hoo-hoo. Boy, the drug of me, the cocaine of me. And then from the cocaine of me, she might take me in powder form, put me in on a metal spoon, light that shit up, liquefy me, put the syringe in there and go right into the vein of me. And that's still not the greater high. Because then she realized, fuck that. Maybe I can have him in the form of a rock that I put in a fucking glass tube. I light that motherfucker up. Suck that. Ooh-wee. But that's not it. There's another high after that. The what is that M word? Fuck, I forgot the fucking thing. What are those, the meth, I forgot the other part of that. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I'm fentanyl. I'm not the thing that's going to kill her. I'm the thing that's going to get her so fucking hooked that she can never go cold turkey. She can never break free of me. She can date other guys. She can be with other guys. But I will always be on her mind because I set the fucking standard, sir. But the standard is not set when we're together. The standard is set before I walk out that door. All right, let me get to the next question. Guys, ask your questions. I got you. That was a great question, though. That's a great question. Hope I was able to answer that question. Let me continue. Mr. Lee, how are you doing today, sir? I'm not interested in dates. I don't mind coffee for the first meeting, but after I want to smash, do you recommend to communicate that when putting my bid in the first date? Okay, sir. Mr. Lee, I try my hardest to make what I talk to you guys about. I try to make it kindergarten. Okay, I try my hardest to make this like kindergarten thinking. I try to water this shit down where it's so simple. It's like, wow, okay? Now, I want you to listen to what you're saying, and I want you to know, because you're not paying attention, sir. If you're saying this to a woman who values herself and doesn't trust you, why the fuck would you say that? So you think you're going to walk up to a woman and say, I don't mind coffee on the first meet, but after that, I want to fuck. Do you, this is, okay, brother, listen. Mr. Lee, experience is everything. Experience is the one morsel that will tip the scales to your favor to get her to want to do the most nasty shit to you. When you have experience, meaning that you've been there before, you have been with so many women in your life that you have so much experience that you don't operate like the average guy. Kind of dirty. Okay, you don't operate like the average guy. Wait, why is that shit? All right, there we go. I'm sorry. You don't operate like the average guy. Listen to what I'm saying, my brother. Listen to what I'm going to show you your experience, okay? I'm going to show you what she sees and what you're saying. You're a guy that doesn't know how to kiss. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't know how to talk dirty to her. You don't know how to fuck. You don't even know how to flirt to fuck. You're not sexual. You don't know how to switch from romantic to sensual to seductive to smooth to romantic. You don't know how to shift from dirty to kinky to nasty to naughty to freaky, okay? That you have nothing for her to invest in by giving you the pussy when you are talking like this. Because I have never, why do I keep trying to tell you, man, stop trying to fuck so fast. You're going to end up in the creepy zone. When you talk like that, you're going to end up in the creepy zone. But also when you talk like that, she's going to make you her friend. She ain't going to fuck with you because you're placing. See, this is what's wrong with you guys that don't have game. And here's another thing. You're never going to say this shit to a woman because you ain't even got the balls to talk to women. I can tell. And I'm not knocking you. I appreciate you. But you're not talking to women because a man that talks to women does not talk to women like this. A man would never say what you're saying, because I seriously broke it down the other day of why you should never make it about fucking sex to a woman who values herself and doesn't trust you. So why would you say to a woman who values herself and doesn't trust you, why would you tell her that after that I want to go fuck? And if someone's teaching you that, you need to get your money back, because they're fucking you over. You don't ever say that shit to a woman, because when you got game, you're already fucking without fucking, sir. But see, you don't understand that because you don't have any experience. You're leading with your wallet and you're leading with your goddamn dick. And that's why you are what you are right now. Very inexperienced, sir. And a woman is not going to fuck with someone that goddamn creepy. You're weird and creepy. You are weird and creepy. And I'm not saying it to knock you. I'm just saying that if that's your bid, man, throw that shit fucking away. Throw it away and come up with something better. You got to listen and you got to pay attention to what I've been teaching you, because I'm trying to show you how easy it is, man. She wants to go to a concert or a party. Well, then you understand that she trusts you. But the trust she has for you is that you're her gay best friend. Congratulations. Congratulations. Go ahead and pay for her concert tickets, because you're going to do it anyway. And go ahead and chaperone her to a party so she can make other the guy she really wants to fuck jealous. So just go ahead and be used that way. Because when women begin to trust you, sir, the way I'm trying to show you, they don't want to go out. They want to go in. So if she wants to go to the concert with you or go to a party with you, that shows the lack of game that you have and the lack of belief in yourself to even allow a woman to say some silly shit like this. I wish a motherfucker would say some shit like that to me. And I'm not even trying to be funny. I wish she would tell me, I want to go to a comedy. She better go find that stupid-ass motherfucker that's going to do it. I'm all for it. Hey, you know what? Hey, you remember you talking about Ron? Hey, why don't you go out with Ron? I mean, Ron's got enough money to get you to the concert. Hey, go out with Ron. You have a great time. He'll get you front row seats. Go out with Ron. You want to go to a party? Oh, go with Alex. Yeah, Alex with the purse. Yeah, go ahead, go with Alex. Have a good time at the party. I mean, come on, guys. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to knock y'all. Y'all got to think. Her reaction is based off of what you see yourself as, man. She wants to go to a concert or a party. You lost that one, bro. Fuck. Shit. I wish somebody would say some shit like, I wish they did. I thank you. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate Super Chat. I wish somebody would say that shit, guys. I wish, man. I do not play by those rules, man. And men should never play by those rules, man, okay? We got 91 likes, guys, 27 more likes, guys, and we're going to beat that 117 from yesterday. But we got to beat whatever we beat it the other day. So, guys, keep churning, man. I appreciate you guys, man. No, man, salute to you, brother. Great question. Great question. Sup, Steve? Why did the pickup artist went underground, became Metals back in August 2007? And what does that day have to do with today's dating? Okay, great. Hey, great question. Okay, let me explain something. All right, so in the 70s, there was a guy named Doc Love, okay? Doc Love got game for black people. Well, okay, to understand what I'm saying, and this is not, I'm not trying to make this racial or anything. Well, understand what I'm saying is that black people they've always been stealing from across the street as far as black people go. Now, with that being said, please understand this. Gangsters have game, and they were white gangsters. They have game. Emperors had game. You know, all these things. So I'm not going to just say it's a black thing. But what happened was in the 70s, Doc Love, you know, got a little bit of game or whatever. Not, you know, from, you know, whatever. I can go there. But, okay. But he had a prisoner named Ross Jeffries. Ross Jeffries then learned about a thing called NLP. He then created Speed Seduction. From Ross Jeffries created Speed Seduction. He had a marketer by Eben something, I've got his name, that created Double Your Dating. And then what he realized, because he's a marketer, that he worked affiliate packages where he would bring people in, and it was just a great Ponzi scheme they were running on people. Now, while all this stuff was going on, this was going on underground, okay? Okay, so all like there were gold diggers around, but all the shit that was happening was really in the inside of the clubs, okay? So what happened was the day that it went mainstream, okay? Because remember, there was no Metals in 2007. There was no high value. There were no red pills. There were not be on your purpose. There was not family. They had two places, a Shrink for Men that was ran by a woman and a Voice for Men. I think those were the things around 2006, 2007 they had that was dealing with court issues around that time. So what happened was when the pickup artist went mainstream on VH1, okay, what happened was women bypassed the fact that, wow, this has been going on all this time, because these guys were living off the hog. They were manipulating women, lying to women, man. They were eating off the hog. They were going around. They had layers. Look it up. Layers. PUA layers. Going around, passing secrets around, all that shit. Living high off the hog. Okay. What happened in 2007 is that women didn't give a fuck that these guys were being manipulated. What they realized was that these guys didn't have game. So it was at that point, the hunter, before, when it was underground, women didn't even know this shit was going on. And they were being the hunted at that point. Remember, there was no Metal. Everybody was eating off the hog, man. There was no Metal, no going on your purpose, SYSBM, no FAP, no pills, no plates. It was no complaining because everybody was eating high off the hog. But once that shit hit mainstream, the women who were the prey became the predators, because it is at that point they say, if you want to play, then let's play. Now, instead of trusting you, I'm looking for a chauffeur, a bank, a bitch, a shoulder, a sucker, a maintenance man, and I ain't gonna give him no pussy. So what happened was the dynamics changed. And see, all those pickup artists all of a sudden became complainers. They wasn't complaining before 2000. Y'all look it up. Do not believe me. Look it up yourself to see what I'm talking about. Ask yourself this question, Tony. Why wasn't there Metal before 2007? Why wasn't there Being on Your Purpose before 2007? Why wasn't there Red Pill before 2007? Why wasn't there High Value Man before 2007? Because all these motherfuckers was living high off the hog. As soon as that VH1 shit hit, the woman that was underground came to the surface. And that's when the women became the hunters. And what they realized was it wasn't the fact that those guys were trying to find manipulative tactics. They begin to realize that they had no confidence. They didn't know how to talk to women. And they would go to boot camps and all that shit to learn pickup lines and gimmicks and all that other shit, learning languages and all that other shit. And they realized, they came to the conclusion that the stripper came to in the strip club. Because remember, before 2007, the strippers and stuff like that, they knew that whoever came into that building was food. They knew that. And like I say, there was a small pocket of gold diggers around. But when that shit hit mainstream, every woman realized that, wait a second, it wasn't about them playing games. It's the fact of why they were playing the games, because they didn't have no confidence. So then everything flipped. Then all of a sudden, after 2007, that's when all of a sudden it was government. It was not fair. It's female nature. It's hyper. All that shit came to play. But you got to do your homework. But that's why, man. But what it has to do with the today's dating game is this. They are stupid enough to play the damsel in distress on the railroad because they know a sucker will always run to their aid, meaning that they are so cold in the game right now that they are ahead of the curve of all you guys when it comes to game. And wait, let me see if I still got it. Let me see if I still have it to show you what I'm talking about as far as the curve. I don't know if I still have it, but let me see if I have it. If I have it, I will show you real quick. Guys, I will answer questions. I got y'all great questions to be asked. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Let me show y'all. I hope I have it because it's very important to go with what I'm saying here. That's not, let me just bypass that. Let me see. It's the next one. Let me see if I can find that shit. Oh, I got a few more places. If I can't find it, I'll just explain it to you. But let me see if I can find that shit. Because this is very important. I'm about to show you if I can find it. If not, I will be happy to break it down. Guys, ask questions. Just put a queue there, guys. Lines are down. Put a queue. I will answer your questions. I'm going to try two more places. And if not, wait. Oh, I thought I almost had it. Wait. All right, let me try one more place. Maybe it's on the front. All this time I'm looking. All this time it's on the front page. So let me explain. Let me explain why it's crucial right now, okay? And this is just, this is simple. It is very simple to understand. This is what a lot of guys miss, okay? I want to show you this right here. Okay. So if we, let me take this off. This is very important to understand about the game and why y'all lose. Okay. Now, this is the typical guy, which you see right here. This is the blueprint on the typical guy. Elementary school, most of y'all didn't have confidence, and most of y'all were pushovers and soft, and you were awkward and walked on eggshells. What happened to some of you guys, it carried over into junior high school. Now you have no confidence. You had no experience. You were creepy and thirsty, a pushover and soft and awkward. And then you carried from junior high over to high school over to college, and college in the real world. So what I'm saying is that every woman knows that most of you guys are thirsty as fuck because most of you guys don't have experience. You don't have confidence. They know you're thirsty, and they know you're always going to beat around the bush. You're going to walk on eggshells and try to get in where you fit in. This is what women know about today's guy. This is how it is. And because it's this way, this is why they have the advantage over a lot of guys, because they know how to get what they want without giving up any ass. Now they know this. So all that we're talking about has an effect. And the effect that it has is what the result you see right now. Women have more game than most of you guys. They are smart enough to play stupid. They know how to get what they want without giving up any ass. They're really smart at this. And they know that most of you guys lead by your dick or your wallet, but you never lead by your mind. Now, with that being said, there's the 1%. There's some our kind that are fucking all the women. We're dangerous. Society doesn't mind us doing what we're doing, and women don't mind what we're doing because we're such a small group that we are not fucking up the ecosystem. And the ecosystem is the average guy's got to buy the dinners, the drinks, the flowers. He's got to kiss her ass. He's got to go to K. Every kiss begins with K and Jared and all that other stuff. But they will give us a pass because we're not really affecting the economy. But women are always running, and they are always hunting for the weak. That's just how it is. Question, the less and less games you have to play with a woman, the further that you get. Well, I 2008, I totally agree, but I'm explaining where I don't like the question. It's a great question. I'm going to tell you where everything is wrong. A man doesn't play games at all. So that's why you're right about the question. But as a man, we don't play games. Let me show you. We don't play games. And I hope I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. As a man, what I want you to do is I want you to look at, sir, the first four in the top corner, okay? The first four. First four is that we're fixated on time. We're not wasting our motherfucking time. We're not wasting our time. That's the most important thing to see right there. We are not going to waste our fucking time. Our time is the most important thing that we have. So we're not going to blow that beating around the bush and playing games. See, games is what women and inexperienced guys do. See, women play games with guys, okay? They play games with guys. And the games that play are the games in which they're winning right now. They play the come over and help me move game. They play the let me be a shoulder to cry on game. They play that why don't you come over and put up some shit in my house game or my Christmas lights game. They play that, yeah, you can come over. I just want you over so I can make him jealous, but you can't get no ass, so don't even try game. They play that game where, hey, let's just talk. You know why? Because that's what I want in a guy game. They play that game as they want you to express your feelings. Tell me about your feelings game. That's another game they play. They play the come over and fix something in my fucking house game. Do you see what I'm saying? Or they play that fucking buy me shit in order to show you your worth and value to me game. Or they will play let's hang out with the food game because I don't feel safe enough with you game. So what I'm saying is they know how to play games, okay? They know how to play games. And see, that shit right there is pissing off my motherfucking dragon. He mad. Don't get mad, man. Don't get mad. I'm sorry. I know you don't like the games they play. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Shit, don't get upset. I'm sorry. He don't like hearing that shit. And I don't like hearing it. But what I'm saying is they play games, sir. We don't play games. But so that's what I'm saying. You're right about what you're saying. But the problem is that you shouldn't play games. You shouldn't play games, okay? You got to be clear and concise on your shit, okay? So let's get to this. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Let's keep going with y'all questions. 9325. All right, we might not get it, guys. I get it. You might not get it. All right, 2008 says, I feel like getting a woman hooked and feel like a can-be gift or feel like a can-be, a gift and a curse. Well, wait, a can-be. I'm trying to decipher what you're saying. I'm trying to decipher what you're saying. But if you can rewrite that again, I would appreciate that. But what I'm saying for you guys, we need to start getting to some of these solutions and all this other stuff, okay? See, the thing that we don't do is that we don't keep things simple. We for some reason, we feel that if it's complicated, it means something. And you know what? Everything that we do as men is very simple. Talking to women is simple when you know what you want to say, okay? Putting your bid in is simple when you can sell whatever it is you want to say to yourself and you believe in it. But you, even though you believe in it, you still got to understand the rules of the board of the game. You know what I mean? The rules of the board, there are three kinds of trust. You will not get her trust right off the bat. Okay? And if you get her trust, it's a slippery slope. Because if you get her trust, like I showed you guys before, remember the slippery slope that I showed you gentlemen before? Let me show you guys real quick. Remember that? Remember I showed you guys? Let me find that shit. Oh, let me find that shit right here. Yes, here it is. Remember I showed you guys. Let me take off the comment real quick. Remember the slippery slope that I showed you guys? I showed you this a long time ago. That's why I'm connecting things. Hey, not that slippery slope, this one. Remember that. Always remember, guys. I told you this is a slippery slope that you got to rock, okay? So what I'm saying is that when you begin to build trust, you are going through certain roadblocks. But if you go the wrong way and tilt the wrong way, you are going to end up to be the creepy loser guy, okay? But if you are tilting a little bit to the right, that's where you're going to get the trust of being the friend zone, the brother, or the bank that she wants to talk to. That's why as a man, you must keep balance and keep straight ahead. You don't veer right and veer left. But like I was saying before, once they begin to build trust, okay, number one, they think about you. They smile. Number two, they can't wait to talk to you. Number three, they look forward to your messages. Number four, they begin to have sexual thought. Number five, they really begin to fantasize. Number six, they start to miss you. Number seven, they can't wait to see you, touch you, and feel you. Number eight, they are thinking about sex with you. And number nine, you're smashing. So you can get there, guys. I'm not saying you can't get there. You can get there. But you got to understand the board. The board does never changes, okay? I'm saying to you guys, when you can understand the board of trust, three trusts, then you modify to understand I can't just ask somebody for sex who doesn't know me and doesn't trust me, who thinks she has value. You're not going to win that way. But through talking to her, let me show you guys, through talking to her, and remember, guys, like I showed you guys before, when you begin to talk to her, making her smile, laugh, blush, think, react, these are fixed, you'll be able to answer the who are you, the what, the why, and your intent. You'll be able to keep things real. You're going to be able to move to a flexible four, which is the invite. That's what you want. You do not want the sex. You want the invite. Once you get the invite, this is where you become the flexible four at the top, because that's when you move towards the sex, is how you communicate. Your flexible four should be land, sea, or air. That's going to change the whole entire game, because that's going to get her to see you in a total different way. Let me get to this question right here. Let me move that and get to this question right here. He's saying, I just answered that question. I'm sorry. Let me get to this next one. Is there a gift and a curse in getting a woman hooked? Yes. Yes. It's your cause and cure. Yes. Yes. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. She will always be devoted to you. The pussy will always be yours. And she will always hope and wait that one day you will make her number one. They will cry. They will get mad. Some of them will say they want to kill themselves, and they don't do that. They just say that shit. They'll tell you they can't live without you. They become jealous. They become territorial. They become very emotional. They really become sexual. They will do things that they normally don't do. When a girl says that, you know what, I'll never leave some pussy for you, she'll do that for you. She'll go find women for you. They will do a lot of things. So it's a lot of things that come with this. Again, it's great. It's great. But that's why it's important to always let the woman know exactly where she is. Never let a woman think she's more than what she is. And that's why as a man, you must always let her know that this is all we are. You know, we're nothing more. I will always make you feel sexy. I will always make you lose time. And I will always take your insecurities away as long as you have the understanding that this is all we're going to be. And they will accept that. And you do let them know that they can see other people, because you're not looking for a relationship. So if you're looking for, like, I'm going to give you an example. I can't say the person, but I'll give you an example of one of my boys. So one of my boys, I was talking to him last night. One of his women called him and said, I'm starting a relationship with a new guy, and I just want to let you know that we have to cut things off. I love when they say that shit. And you know what he said? Man, I'll be over tomorrow or sometime. I think it was tonight it's happened yesterday. So he's like, I'm going to be over there tomorrow, which tonight I'm going to go ahead and fuck. I'm going to beat that pussy up. And she's like, okay. So even though she's in a relationship, she's still going to use him for sex on the side. So when they say that they're in a relationship, see, some women will get mad. See, some women will get mad. Like, if they're in a relationship, I'll let you go. But they don't want you to let them go. Some women will try to get in relationships to make you jealous. they will just be with another guy just to say, you know what, well, maybe that will shake him up to see that he's missing out on me. No, this ain't a Lifetime Channel show. No, we're pushing you towards other guys anyway. Go, if you want to be with somebody else, be with somebody else. I'm good. I can find somebody else. You're easily replaced, but I'm not. So you could come back, and I'm not going to judge you for coming back. Come back when you want to come back. It's all good. It's all love. So, I mean, those are the things that happen, man. Let me see here. Steve, you mentioned replacing the top of my – wait. Reaching the top of my name. I'm sorry, not replacing, excuse me. Steve, you mentioned reaching the top of my name. Can you speak on that? Well, you're not going to reach the top. The top is always going to be the bottom. Your name, when you hear Gates, I don't know, Bezos, when you hear those names, you know those names come with power, right? Well, when you start to cultivate your life the way we're showing you how to cultivate it, your name is everything, and that's what they want. Your name is your compass, and nobody's going to disrespect you or talk shit about you or anything like that because your name demands respect. But in only to demand respect for your name, you got to learn how to respect yourself, and most of you guys don't even love yourself enough that you can't even bet on yourself, more or less respect yourselves, and that's the problem. You don't bet on yourselves with women, and you don't respect yourselves enough to even do the shit you want to do and believe that you can do it. And I'm not saying it's going to happen every time, but if you don't believe in you, if you don't believe in pushing the chips to the middle of the table, gentlemen, then it's just not going to work out for you. You've got to really believe in this shit, brother. I'm just not making this shit up. Should I lie to women or make them feel jealous of some kind? No, that's what women do. Absolutely not. No. Please, gentlemen, listen. As men, women are just not that important to lie to. What you see is what you get. And you should never lie to them. Don't lie to women because let me explain lying that y'all don't understand. Your opponent is the master of lies and lying to themselves, telling them that they're special. What are we talking about? That's here and there. The reason why I'm saying that's important is because they can smell their own. If you truly believe in yourself, you believe in what you're doing, and you're king of your world right here, you don't have to lie. Because a woman is not that important. She's either going to accept, and I'm telling you, I promise you guys, there are going to be women that are going to say, you know what? I don't date guys that are seeing other women, and I don't date married men, and I don't do this with this guy, and I don't do that. All these things that they say, that shit don't fucking matter, because remember, the emotions will always override the belief, and they will be with married men or guys that have other women because they're like this. I rather get a piece of a real man than be with hundreds of regular guys, because those hundreds of regular guys can never be what a real man is, even if he gives me a crumb. And no matter how much I try to make up a man out of these beta males, that I'll never equal up to a man. So he's bringing me something. He's elevating me. He's educating me. He's making me feel sexy. He's making me lose my insecurities. And you know what? With that being said, I gotta bite the bullet. And you know what? Morally, I shouldn't do it. But she's like, fuck those morals. I want that dick. And that means if I got to be part of that, I will do it. But this is the important thing. And I'm going to tell you why they don't mind going doing this. See, the difference between real men and the average guy is that y'all are some judgmental motherfuckers. When a woman comes to you and kisses your ring, knowing that she doesn't feel right about it. She has moral values and all that other shit that she may have, but she does it anyway. You don't throw it in her face. You just keep moving along. And that's why they keep going to us, because they know they feel bad about it. But the more they come with us, they be able to justify it, because the feel good is better than the feel bad. So even though they may feel a little bad, the feel good will always override that feel bad. You see what I'm saying? So y'all just got to understand how this works. So never, ever. But here's another thing. You don't need to make a woman. See, the problem is y'all are trying to fit in and out of the box versus be the box. You don't need to make her jealous, because the emotional woman is automatically going to get jealous, because when she is not with you, she's not talking to you, she's not texting, voicemail, or video with you, her mind is going to start to fucking wander. Who is he talking to right now? Who is he with? Who is he fucking right now? What woman is he making smile? What woman is he making blush? What woman is he turning on right now? What woman, whose pussy is he playing with right now? Who, what woman is sucking? I mean, they're thinking all these things. So the jealousy doesn't come from you forcing her to feel jealous. She's automatically going to feel jealous, because when you're gone, I keep telling y'all, it's the rule of drugs. When you get done with your high, you may be fine for a few hours or a day, but you will get that itch to either have that drink again or to take that drug again, because your body cannot live without it. You get so addicted to it that you need it in order to feel and function. And that's what happens. They need us, and they need to talk to us, and they know they don't have much time with us, because our time is split with other women, and they accept that shit. They might not like it a little bit, but they do accept it. All right, let's see what we have right here. Let me get to the other question. Great question, though. Very great question. Let me see here. I just got the queue. I'm just going through the things. Let me see here. I'm still going, trying to catch up with the questions. I'm just reading everything. We're skimming through everything real quick. Just trying to see if anybody had a question, because we continue. Effing, you're funny. Let me see here. I meant to say, I feel like getting a woman hooked on you could be a gift. But see, fuck your feelings, dog. That's what I'm saying. Stop. I feel. All right, look. I appreciate what you're saying, but y'all got to stop this. Stop using women words. Men don't say, I feel. You got to change the vocabulary, vernacular, whatever the fuck you would call it. You got to change that shit. We don't feel. I don't say, hey, Bob, you know what? I feel. You'll punch me in my throat. You don't talk that way. Change how you talk, all right? Forget about the feel, but I understand what you're saying. But don't worry about how you feel. It's not about how you feel. Let's see here. Guys, we're at 113, but we got like 16 more minutes to hit that one. Was it 117? Can we beat 117? 117 likes. Can we beat it? That's the question. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Don't worry about Nightbot. I will fix Nightbot. I got to fix that shit. Let me see here. Let me see if I get some questions here. All right. Well, 14 to wait for away. Let's see. You got to run that back. Yeah, you got to run that back. Okay, Steve, is there a difference between my mind and my square? Brother, they're the same thing. It's one and the same. All your principles, your laws, your rules, your codes, everything that you are comes from here. And you're just standing on it. It's not when I don't want y'all to think when I say square that there is an actual square that you're standing on. You're standing on it here, and internally. I don't talk about external shit. I'm saying internal, okay? Let me see here. Mr. Likes says, come on, people. Thank you, Mr. Likes. All right, let's see here. Let me keep going. All right, remember, hey, we get to 118. We got to beat that. We've got to beat that. We're going to have to beat that when we do a live show. We got to beat that. Remember that, guys. Why is giving the number out better than taking her number? Because when you, okay, when you're asking for, when you hate yourself, okay, and when you don't believe in yourself, when you don't have any kind of skills that you know you're the shit, that guy will always beg for a woman's number. Can I get your phone number? And guess what? She gives you her phone number. All right, so you got a phone number. Let me give y'all an example. Hold on, let me see. I do it like they do on TV. 555-555-5555. They give you a phone number, right? Okay. It's very simple. Just because you got her number, does she like you? Do you know if she likes you? Do you know if she's interested in you? Could this be a fake number? What could it be? You see, Big Dog, and the answer to your question is just watching this. And if you can't see what I'm talking about, when you see this, you'll never get it. Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. Then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So what do you think? Okay. Are you telling her what to do when you're pandering? Can I have your number? Can I have your number so I can call you? Do you understand what women do? Let me tell you why my mentor piqued me on this shit. I learned a long, 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 long time ago. And I learned this from my mentor, even when I was young, that a lot of women think that men operate like males. So they think that we're going to be in our feelings, right? And we're not. And what they think is they can throw another man in our face to make us jealous or to break our thinking to run behind her. And some women will go around to some suckers just to give out her number just so they can call to try to make the real man jealous. It doesn't work that way. Gentlemen, when you have the skills that you have created, when you have your culinary school, when you have your drug lab, when you have your scribe, your marketing team, when you have all these things built up, why the fuck would you run behind a woman and beg for her number? You see, gentlemen, when I give her my number, it's this simple. If she's interested, believe me, guys, when they are interested, they will fucking get in touch with you. Don't ever think that they won't. But I'm trying again. I'm trying to simplify it because as soon as you take her number, you don't fucking know if she's interested in you. Well, hey, you're blowing up her phone while she's sitting around like, I don't want to talk to him. And you just blowing up her phone. You know what? I will always offer my number first. And if you can't do that, you're in the wrong room. If you feel that you want to pander for a woman and do sucker shit, you're in the wrong room. We don't do that shit. We're men. We create shit, and I'm so motherfucking bad, you calling me first. And you are allowed to say no, but I'm going to give you my number first. You don't have to take it, but I will always offer mine first regardless. What are some examples of judging women that I need to avoid? Everything that is really demeaning. I'm saying, man, look. She thinks she's special in the beginning. And I'm not saying that she is, and I'm not saying that she isn't. I'm just saying she thinks she is, okay? But anything that you say or do that's disrespectful to her is going to be considered a judgment. You know, like, come over to my place and let's fuck. You know, like, let's get some coffee and then go back to my place. Let's fuck. come on over to my crib. She tells you, or let me tell you another judgment, but like the other guy, oh, she's got kids and shit. That doesn't even have anything to do with anything, man. But always remember also, a judgment can be placed on yourself as well. I'm not good enough. Well, what should I say next to make her smile? Or what should I say next? I don't know what to do next. Man, I just hate the fact I don't know that. You're placing a judgment on yourself. And that's just as bad as placing one on a woman. That's a double judgment. So to avoid judgments, you just do what you do. And don't worry about the result. But don't push sex to someone you don't know because you're not skilled enough in getting what you want off the bat. See, everybody that gets the one-night stands that has game, they get it because the woman will see things in that motherfucker at an accelerated rate where she will bypass that five and go right to a one. But they bring a lot to the table. They make them feel. They are very confident. They believe in themselves, and they push all the chips to the front of the table, and they reap the benefits of doing that. Let's see here. What else we got here? Let's see here. All right. So are we caught up? Okay, yeah. Babe, your slumming today will destroy her. Well, I don't. There's no reason to be a. See, that's an asshole. I'm not an asshole. An asshole will say shit like that. But then when a woman turns around and says, oh, your dick is small, you can't get mad. So if you want to talk that shit, you better be able to take, you better be ready to talk that shit back. You mentioned it's you before I. That's the problem. Right. So what's your question? What is your question? You're making a statement. That's not a question. That's a statement. Thank you, 208. Yes, I told you yes, man. The reason why it's a gift and a curse is you're the cause and you're the cure, man. And because they're so hooked on the drug of you, it's hard to stay away from you. It's hard. I mean, they go to bed crying. They go to bed upset. I mean, they go through a lot of shit. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, poor them. I'm just saying that. It just comes with the territory, but that's why we always warn them. You don't want a guy like me. You don't want someone like me. I'm not like those other guys. You don't. And this is where they fuck up. You can't handle me. I'm okay. I'm fine. All right. And then when she gets caught in my quicksand, and all of a sudden, she starts to miss me and all that other shit. You always tell her, man. Dude, Lee, what the fuck is your question? What is the question? And Lee, please, let me tell you something, Lee. Listen. And I say this with love, and they'll say this to a bitch. Don't fucking talk to me that way, dog. Don't ever talk to me that way again, all right? Because if you do, I'm going to kick you the fuck out. See that? See how that works, guys? You tell them what not to do and tell them what the repercussion is. Don't tell me you understand. I'm just telling this motherfucker to fucking ask your goddamn question again. I didn't read your fucking question because I don't see a cue on it. You said that shit, so ask the fucking question, man. Fuck. Ask that goddamn question. The fuck you talking about, man? Answer my question. Ask the fucking question again. Maybe cut you out. Anyway, let's see here. If I'm not my results past mind, body, etc., then what am I? What do you mean? I don't understand. I don't understand that. If I'm not my results, my past mind and body, then what am I? I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And 208, and I say this, and I don't joke around with this, but you've got to have more discipline, man. You're too old right now to be getting wasted and drunk. Okay. You've got to have more self-discipline. Enjoy a good wine. a shot of something. But what is the purpose of, you're not in high school. What is the purpose of getting drunk? That's how I don't understand. What? Why get wasted? That shows a man that's not disciplined and a man that's not in control of who he is. Unless you have an alcoholic problem, but what is the purpose of getting drunk or getting wasted, man? See, the reason why, and I'm not trying to be a straight-laced or straight-edge motherfucker, what I don't understand is why aren't you at that same level as being drunk and high off of you versus being drunk off of something external versus being drunk on the internal? So I know you think it's funny and you're joking around, but that stuff ain't funny to me. Now, Lee, you know what, Lee, listen, buddy. And this is going to be your last, listen, let me tell you something. Listen. I never disrespected you, and you're trying to tell me what the fuck I should do. Now you're calling me a tough guy. But I'm not the one who ain't getting, I'm not the one who can't fuck, bitch. And I'm not the one who's having problems with bitches. So you know what, Lee? Lee, guess what? I think you're in the wrong place. Two doors down to the right. Your excuse. Get the fuck out. The fuck out. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, man. But I'm going to show you, man. I never disrespected him. He started telling me what the fuck to do. You don't tell me what the fuck to do. The fuck? What? I'm sorry, guys. He got booted. He's not ready for this class. No. There's no such thing. I am my own God. I believe in that in me, but I don't have what is God. I'm just a man. I'm not special. I'm special to me, but to you, I'm just an ordinary man. That's it. Nothing's special because I just believe in myself. But do you find getting women? Yeah, hey, you know, FN. Great fucking question. And this, if there's bad, I want to tell y'all bad news. I don't want to be a diaper Dan or whatever they call that shit. I forgot what they call that shit. A diaper. I'm going to be a stick in the mud. But it's kind of like the person that wants to become a musician. It's kind of like somebody says, I want to make it. See that? I want to make it as a musician. Or I want to be a box office movie star. That's what I came to Hollywood for. I want to be a box office movie star. But then when they get what they want, their life changes because they can't live a normal life. And then they hate it because they can't do the things that they were doing before they became famous. So what I'm saying to you is that I know it sounds crazy, but you are going to want to grasp every second of alone time you can have. It is the one thing that you will not have any of. For me, I called it my dick resting day, where I take the vegetables and put under my nuts and shit when I was doing that shit. But you want time to yourself, and you want time to smell your roses of accomplishing things for yourself. The women are not the accomplishment, but the women, it's like the women want as much time as they can get from you, and they're going to pull you in all these different directions. And like I told you, it starts, like I say, with sucker me season. It's not just the board. It's women right now trying to set up Christmas. I got an idea. Let's go out of town for Christmas. Let's go to a cabin. Or I want you to go out of town. Let's get a flight so I can introduce you to my parents. Or you know what? I want to come over Christmas Eve and spend Christmas night. And it's not just one woman saying that. It's several women saying that. They want to spend time with you. You're not spending enough time with me. Why are you with that bitch right now? It's all these things. But you're going to get to a point where it's just, man, it's like the more you, okay, think of it like this. Think of it like this real quick. See, when you're trying to get something, and you're not in that loop, it's hard to get, right? But once you get in that circle or that loop, everybody gives you everything. Like for instance, like for a lot of us guys, like the guy that wants fame, right? The guy that wants fame. You know, he wants the fame and all this stuff, and he's not getting anything. But once he gets the fame, everybody's giving him money, offering money. I want you to do this advertising. Here's some money. Here's a gift bag for you. I mean, they're just giving you shit because you're in that circle, okay, because you're in the loop. Well, it's the same thing as a man. Once you're in, they're pulling on you, and they want they're pulling you in so many directions because they know that they want the time, they want the drug, and they want to spend time with you. But you're going to get bored, man. You'll get so bored. But what I'm saying is that like that loop, the more you don't make it about the pussy, and it's hard to see right now, the more pussy you're going to get. Yeah, I don't make the rules up. It's just the damnedest thing. When you just don't, when you just like, man, I know old girl wanted to come over. She wants me, she say dinner, but she wants me to spend the night and she wants to fuck. I just don't feel like fucking, man. I just want to fucking chill, man. All right, man, I'm going to go over there. It's like, damn. It's like, shit. All right. I mean, I'm telling y'all, I know y'all guys like, oh, my God, that's the dream thing. But I tell you guys, my first taste of what I'm talking about is when I was in junior high school. My sister was popular, okay? Remember I always tell you the girls that used to have the slumber parties, and they used to, you know, they didn't touch me. I was just like I was like a doll they would kiss on and feel and touch. I don't get that, because guys, if you ever had sisters, you should know that when they have those slumber parties, there's always one girl that sneaks out while you sleep and it begins. Anyway, I'm sorry, I won't get into all that. But what I'm saying is this. My sister was fucking popular as fuck. And I was only looking on the outside, like y'all guys. I was like, wow, that'd be cool to be popular. Because I was so tired of being Tracy Williams' brother. I hated that shit. So I was in Ridgeview in Montgomery County, Maryland, junior high school. But what I did was we moved to Germantown, and I went to Martin Luther King junior high. And that's where I blew the fuck up. But I realized that popularity is nothing but gossip and drama. You talk to a girl, there's rumors you're dating her. You hug a girl, there's rumors that y'all are fucking. I mean, it's just everybody wants to invite you everywhere. Everybody wants you get invited to the parties. They want you to go. But you're going to want alone time. You appreciate the time that you have by yourself. It's weird how it works, but yeah, to answer your question, man, you're going to get bored with that shit. And it sounds crazy, but it's going to be a weird thing. You'll get bored and shit, man. You'll get bored. Let me see. Let me answer a few other ones before we wrap this thing up. Well, being present is stressful. Yeah, for them, that's why they get gray hair, but I don't want y'all to get stressed out on this. But I want you to understand that it doesn't turn off, man. It's just, it's not like you're trying to talk to a woman. Like, I'm going to give you a second. I wish I could tell you my boys are doing this. That one of my boys, right, he went to a jewelry store today, ran into the fucking manager of the store, and the manager they just started talking and got to flirting. And it got to, here's my number, you know, and this is, here's my number because I'm married and I want that dick on the side. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you. I got a situation, but I want to fuck you. And if you can understand I'm in a situation, we good. Because all I want to do is fuck you on the side. I don't want no dinners. I don't want no drinks. Hey, straight from 10 to 1. I just want to have understanding that, look, I have a situation. And if you're cool with the situation, we can hook up and do our thing. But that's how it is. It's what you don't understand is you will lose your friends. Your friends will look at you a whole different way because they're going to fucking hate you. They're going to smile on your face and talk shit about you on the back end. hey, how you doing? Let me say, FN, what's going on, FN? And then we leave. That motherfucker always be taking our girls and shit. You know, I'm trying to get that girl. That motherfucker always taking our, hey, how you doing? But you're going to have that, right? But the worst ones is that when you have friends that have girlfriends, they're dating, living, engaged, or married, I'm sorry. And I'm not going to say it's always going to happen, but people don't understand about this lifestyle that have somebody. A lot of guys love to gossip to their women. And the worst thing a man can do or a guy can do is gossip to his woman about a man trying to make himself look good. Oh, I know this guy and oh, he's just a fucking whore, man. He just fuck all these women. And you know, oh, really? Oh, no, whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, he's at it again. He fucks a woman on the floor, and he's fucking this woman and fucking that woman, and he's just got all these women. And then what he's doing, he doesn't realize that he's intriguing his fucking woman. And it's just all these things. So it's not what it's cracked up to be. It's a great life, but you must be in control of it. You must realize that you can only hang with the pack, like the real, like the Lucarios of 1950, the Zagan, the Miles. See what I'm saying? The Lucarios of the world. Because we all are independent thinkers, but we all, and Coach Yo, because we're all independent thinkers, but we come together because we all have an understanding of the lifestyle. We're like it's like a society. There's only a few that understand this society and understand that, you know, it's like, hey, what's up? Shit, man, I just got back from old girl house. This one calling me, man. Let me call you right back. All right, cool. Yo, what's up? What's good with you? Shit, man. Nothing, man. Just got done, man. Just picked up this one joint over here, man. I'm going to go and get this bitch. I'll probably get her in about a few days. Hold on a second. My phone ringing. Hey, man, let me get back at you, man. I got another drug. I mean, I'm just telling you, it never stops. The women are always calling, or they've got new women, or they got new adventures of sexual. It's always women are calling, new women, or we just talking about, man, I just got back to this jury, we just got done fucking. That's the talk. And sometimes in between that, there's sports and video games, but that's the main shit. It's like, what's up? Oh, man, I'm good, man. Let me get back to you. I got this joint on the phone. I'm going to holler back at you. I bet. Hey, man, what's going on? Nothing. Shit, man, I'm good, man. Wait, hold on, dog. Hey, yo, what's up, girl? Hey, man, let me hit you right back. I'm going to holler. All right, man. Y'all see what I'm saying? It's not like, hey, Bob, what are you doing today? Nothing. Oh, okay. Well, I went on YouTube today. I'm just guessing what y'all talk about. I don't know what the fuck y'all talk about, but I'm saying that's how it is all day, every day. It's always a fucking phone call. It's always running into a new woman, or they just got done fucking. And that's just what it, that's it. That's it. That's how it is. It's just like that. And it's amazing. That's it, man. I can't explain. That's the best way I can explain it. That's how it's going to be when you get with your own kind. That's all it's going to be. It's just the women that they have, the women that they're meeting, or they just got done fucking. Or they're fucking, and it's like, oh, dog, I couldn't get at you, dog. I was out, you know, the bitch was sucking my dick. Or, you know, whatever, man. That's just what we do. I mean, that's the life, man. It's the best life. It's the best life ever, guys. I swear to you, it's great. It's great being us, man. It's like one of my boys, I called him today. Can't tell you, I called him like, what's good with you, fam? Oh, shit, man. What's up? What you got? What you got down the pipeline, man? So I had this one joint just send me an email and shit. She lived here. Because what y'all understand is, and I'm not just talking about the one. I mean, like, when you're doing this shit, you got women all the time, fans. You got women fans, man, that just like are enamored with you. So he's doing some things, and he got an email from two women that was trying to get at him. They reached out to these motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying, man. So it's just so many different things. It's just they're coming so many ways that it's crazy. It's just absolutely fucking madness when you're across the street. And it's when you're not making it about women, but when it's time to go, you go. I mean, it's just you move on shit. Let me see if I can get some of these questions real quick. Hey, we have 120, guys. We all up to Annie. Okay, man. right, there you go, B Dog. All right, do that. Holler at me, B. Get at me, B. We'll chop that shit up. All right, we'll chop it up, B. Get at me. Let me see here. Let me see if I got any other questions. I want to make sure I get every question. Spit up the dome, Sensei. Working on my fix four. How would Steve respond to a woman who responded to my get to know her in a more intimate way text? She said, great question. Stay curious. Stay curious. Intimate in terms of my personality, I hope. Well, absolutely in terms of your personality. Don't get me wrong. I am sexually attracted to you. I'm not going to lie about that. I am sexually attracted to you. But the kind of man, Tyler, this is your fucking four, man. It's the same fix four. Because I'm pushing her towards sex. But, yes, I'm sexually attracted to you. But let me tell you what kind of man I am. Sex isn't everything to me. I meet women all day. Getting sex is not a problem for me. My biggest problem is finding a woman whose character matches her looks. That's my biggest issue because I always are going to get bored with women because there's no substance. So I'm hoping that you can be the one, prove me wrong, because every woman I run to just are their character. They're just a body. And that's what I'm saying. See, oh, guys, they got it at 126, man. Y'all up to the 126. Y'all, well, hey, y'all got, hey, man, next live show, man, we're going to put that out, man. The numbers, we're almost done, but 126, guys. Y'all motherfuckers, I appreciate y'all motherfuckers. We have 126, so we got to beat that number, man. Remember, we're going to try to beat the number every show. But what I'm saying to you, Tyler, is this. You still got to stay on your fix four because when you said intimate and she says it, I'm still trying to guide her and let her know that, listen, don't get it twisted. Don't get two things twisted. Don't get twisted that I am sexually attracted to you. And that's the truth. I am. That's not a lie. I don't mind letting you know I am sexually attracted to you. But with that being said, is that I am not like every guy. I don't live off of sex because truth bomb. Because I run into beautiful women all day. I meet beautiful women all the time, and hey, we're getting hard truths right here, right? But my problem is that, and this is why I said intimate because. And that's a comment after I talk about the character because I don't think you understand. See, as you get to know me, you'll learn what I mean by intimacy because I don't mean sex because intimacy, here's the education part. Intimacy can be a wide range of things. Intimacy is not just sex. Intimacy can be a hug, a smile, a blush, a look, a touch, a hug. Intimacy is a wide range of things, okay? And that's why I want to get to know you in that way, because at the end of the day, I don't want to be your friend. Hell, I don't even want you to like me. I mean, to be honest with you, I would say that. I don't want you to like me. I'm a likable person, but I don't want you to like me. Fuck your likes. Well, why would you want someone like me? Because I don't want to be your friend. Look, all your male friends right now, you like them, don't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's why they ain't fucking you right now, because you like them. I don't want you to like me. I just told you I'm sexually attracted to you. I don't want you to be like. You see what I'm saying? Yes. You're hitting her with the unexpected because she's not expecting you to say what it is you're about to say. Steve, is one of the most important questions as a student I could ask you or important question? Wait, Steve, what is one of the most important questions we as students can ask you, or an important question you ask your mentor? The most important question that I was asked from my mentor was, do you want money? That was it. That was the most important question. Because if I didn't answer that fucking question, I don't know where the fuck I'd be right now. I don't know what, I don't know what I'd be right now. And he asked, do I want money? Well, he asked all of us, do you want money? Or how many of you, excuse me, how many of you want money? Excuse me. How many of you want money? Then he pulled out the quarters, nickels, and pennies and threw that shit on the concrete and waited. And everybody went down there to get that money. He said to go over there and everyone else get the fuck out of his face. And the reason why is when you say you want something, an opportunity presents itself, and you do not line your thoughts with your behaviors, then you're not a teachable student. Then you're a waste of time and get the fuck out of my face. So that was probably the most question. Who wants money at 9 years old? That was important. That's very important. But the most important questions that you should ask me is once you get the products and you're taking notes and you get coaching, that's when you ask important questions, because it is at that point you're in the transition of evolving. You're in the transition of soaking in the information and implementing the information, and certain things are happening that you don't understand and you need more clarity on. And that's where we sit and we talk through coaching. You see what I'm saying? So you can ask anything you want here, but not paying your products, but I can answer any question. There's no dumb question. Listen to me. There are no dumb questions. Okay. And I appreciate the questions that you're asking. There are no dumb questions. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I might know. Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't be simping, because remember, I was a lady. Not a ladies man. I was a girl's kid. You know what I mean? I was a ladies man. I was a girl's kid because I was talking to women. I was pulling women. I would go over the house and button my shirt. I'd get scared. I was pulling them. I was kissing them, getting caught in the bushes. I was, matter of fact, I think I took a photo. I think I got it. Let me see if I can show you, because I hope I took that photo. I took the photo of the place of the chick's house I went over, and she unbuttoned my shirt and I got scared. I was in my area. Let me see if I can find that. It kind of looks like the same house. Let me see if I can find that shit. I think I took a photo of her. I don't know if I took a photo of that. I know I was supposed to, just to show you guys. Let me see if I can find a photo of the girl's house. But if I don't have it, it looks like the same house that I had. I mean, because all the houses were structured the same way. But let me see if I can find her house. But if I take a photo of that house, I'll show you my house I grew up in and looked just like hers. But let me see here. Hold on, what is it? No, I gotta scoot back. Wait, what is it? When did I go there? November. It was in November. Hold on. Yeah, let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Wait.